Calgary Flames Radio is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Puck drop is getting closer. Let's hear from Derek Wills and Peter Luvardius from the Peter Marr broadcast booth at the Saddle Dome. Brought to you by South Point Toyota. Setting up today's game on the home of the Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Good afternoon, hockey fans, and welcome inside Scotiabank Saddle Dome for a family day feud between Elias Lindholm and the 30-24-6 Calgary Flames and Ryan Getzlaff and the 24-27-7 Anaheim Ducks. Live from the Peter Marr radio broadcast booth, sponsored by South Point Toyota, I'm Derek Wills alongside Peter Luvardius, live on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, on sportsnet.ca/960, on the Flames, NHL, Sportsnet, and Radio Player Canada apps, on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, and on your smartphone or your smart speaker, just say play Sportsnet 960. Well, after picking up six of a possible 8 points on a four-game road trip to Vancouver, San Jose, Los Angeles, and Anaheim, the Flames appeared to be returning to Calgary full of confidence and with some much-needed momentum. But those two intangibles had to take a hit on Saturday night in an 8-4 blowout loss to the Blackhawks. Lou, the Flames were 10-3-2 in their first 15 home games this season, but they're only 3-8-2 in 13 games at Scotiabank Saddle Dome since. Is there any way to explain their recent struggles at the Saddle Dome? And I guess, more importantly, how do they stop the bleeding by beating the Ducks here at the Dome today?
There isn't really a way to explain why they haven't played anywhere near as well at home. You just talked about the family feud, right? Or the family day feud?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not Jerry D, or I'm not your man Steve Harvey, but if we had a top five answer to the reason why the Flames haven't been good enough at home, here's what it would be. Work, compete, detail, defense, saves.
I feel like we need a sound effect.
Ding. And it's not Popeye's chicken either. Though, but in all sincerity, those are the items that really give you a chance each and every night. Your details, how you defend people. You know, for a rare time the other night against Chicago, saves were an issue. But when this team is in, I should add one more, engaged. That one might be right at the top of the family day feud list. When the Flames can have check marks to all of those, they're a good team. When those are lacking, they're not good. And it hasn't been good enough in this building or enough check marks with some of those key words.
Well, the Flames have had trouble being engaged from the get-go in games. They've given up a goal on the first shot, an NHL high 9 times this season, did it again against the Blackhawks on Saturday night. What does a good start look like for the Flames?
Derek, I can almost sense a good start is generally send a puck in deep in your opponent's zone. And the other thing that I would add is when this team can establish a forecheck early in a game, I always like their chances too. When you find that they're spending a lot of early time in their own zone, that is how you get scored on. You're not getting scored on a lot of times on the first shot if you're coming out and you are spending time at the other end of the rink.
What line do you think is the best forechecking line that the Flames have?
The best forechecking line a lot of nights when Derek Ryan is healthy is Derek Ryan with Lucic and Dubé. And losing Ryan, who they won't have again today, as he is really not feeling well to the point where they've put him on IR, they in a lot of ways will set the table for the other groups.
Well, without Derek Ryan two nights ago, Sam Bennett played in between Milan Lucic and Dylan Dubé. And guess what line Jeff Ward is starting this game with? He wants a fast start, and that might start with a good shift in the forecheck for the Flames against the Ducks this afternoon. The Flames were an absolute disaster in the defensive zone versus the Blackhawks. You don't give up eight goals in a game unless that's the case. How do they clean that up against the Ducks today?
You just play the game, and I know it's an overused phrase, play it the right way. Be on the right side of the puck. When you don't have anything in your own zone, flip pucks out. Use the glass. As forwards, support your defensemen. Give them outlets. Just their attention to detail everywhere is so important, and it wasn't anywhere near to the level that it needed to be against Chicago.
Well, this should be a fun one today. And when we return to the Peter Maher Radio Broadcast booth, sponsored by South Point Toyota, we'll introduce you to the Alpine Credit starting lineups and bring you the Eastside Dodge opening face-off. It's a family day feud between the Flames and the Ducks, and it's coming up next on Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The massive citywide 50-50 draw continues. The pot just grows and grows. Half goes to Kidsport Calgary, half could go to you. Buy online at kidsport.ca/Calgary. Listen for Sportsnet 960 and Kidsport Live at OPA of Greece locations all over the city. Kidsport provides support to children so they can play organized sports. No kid should be left on the sidelines. The citywide 50-50 draw, brought to you by OPA of Greece. The power of good food believes in the power of community. Drop by and enjoy the flavors of Greece at one of their 32 Calgary locations today. OPA, it's going to be a massive prize. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Raffle license number 538453. Tickets may only be purchased or sold within Alberta. Draw March 6th at City TV, 535 7th Avenue Southwest in downtown Calgary. Back to Work Mondays, made better by Eric Francis and Will Nault. Francis joins Will on Sportsnet 960, 9 to 10 Monday mornings. The Flames, local sports, Eric's take, and more. Brought to you by Horse Racing Alberta. Thoroughbred racing has an annual economic impact of $399 million and positively affects almost every Alberta community. Learn more at thehorses.com. Eric Francis is only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The future of SUVs has arrived. The all-new 2020 Ford Escape with available head-up display technology and best-in-class second-row legroom. It's built for the future. Trust me, I know. I'm a robot. Ha. Ha. Ha.
You heard her. Lease the 2020 Ford Escape SE all-wheel drive for 40 months at 3.49% APR with $3,000 down. That's only $187 every 2 weeks. Visit your local Ford store or Ford.ca.
You may have not been to a movie in a long time. Don't watch everything on Netflix. It's been 10 years since you've watched an award show. But you are laser focused on sports. We hear you. Your sports passion destination is Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary. Calgary's radio home for the Raptors, the NFL, the Super Bowl. The big games are right here. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the first period play-by-play with Derek and Peter. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Peter Maher Radio Broadcast booth, sponsored by South Point Toyota. High above the ice here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. We're getting set for a Pacific Division fight between the Flames and their old rival, the Anaheim Ducks. It is now time to introduce you to today's starting lineups. They are brought to you by Alpine Credits. We'll begin with the starters for Jeff Ward's Flames at forward. Sam Bennett between Milan Lucic and Dylan Dubé. On defense, TJ Brody paired up with Michael Stone. And in goal, it is Cam Talbot. And starting for Dallas Eakins Ducks up front, Derek Grant between Nicholas Deslauriers and Carter Rowney. On the back end, Hampus Lindholm paired up with Josh Manson. And in net, it is Ryan Miller. Today's starting lineups were brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home? Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Just getting set for today's opening face-off, which will be brought to you by Eastside Dodge, Calgary's number one Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealership for 14 straight years. Stop by eastsidedodge.com or call 403-273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you. The puck was just dropped, and The former Flame, Derek Grant, wins the opening faceoff versus Stan Bennett. We are underway with the first period of play here at the Saddle Dome. It's Bennett thumps Grant with a big body check along the far boards and knocks the puck loose. He'll pick it up in the corner and slide it up the middle of the ice to Brody. Brody misses Dubé with a pass, but it ends up bouncing up the right side to Bennett, who scored two goals since Saturday night. He centers it in front. Puck back to the line. Stone is shot. Now Lucic whacks it out of the air, but can't get it through to the goaltender, Ryan Miller. Fight forward and behind the net. Grant able to pull the puck away from Lucic and slide it up the left wing side to DeLaurier. And he'll lug it out to the red line and bounce it off the boards and in deep. And Lou, even though the Flames lost the opening faceoff, did a pretty good job getting the puck to the other end and getting in there in the forecheck.
Good physical play in his own zone by Sam Bennett and then by Michael Stone to lead to a clear.
Here's Cam Fowler. I'm told he was a question mark to play in this game today, so the Ducks happy he was able to go. Is Brody will move it up the middle to Michael Backlund. He was a question mark for the Flames, and good to see him out there in this one. Flames get it in deep. Andrew Mangiapane into the forecheck. Can't come up with the puck. Noah Hanifin pinches in and is in a battle along the near boards with Mac Jones. He knocks it free to Backlund. Backlund gives it to Matthew Tkachuk. It turns in behind Miller's net. Tkachuk loses the handle on it, though, and now Fowler will pick it up and move it up to Jones, and Jones will just fire it up the far boards and into Flames territory. By the way, for the first time on home ice, the Flames wearing their Heritage Classic jerseys, those white retro jerseys with red and yellow trim, and they are moving from right to left on your radios, and the Ducks wearing some throwbacks as well. Their third jerseys, they're orange with black and white trim. Here comes Terry up the right wing side. He loses it. Henry finds it and shoots it and snaps it right over top of Talbot's net. And now here is Terry. I thought Troy Terry was the best Ducks player in their 6-0 loss to the Flames last Thursday.
Had 9 shots on goal and 13 attempts.
And beyond the net, here's Nick Ritchie. He drops it off to the aforementioned Terry, who just took a stick in the face from Alexander Yellison, but neither referee saw it, and there's no penalty call coming as the Flames were able to clear it down the ice. Another good night for Adam Henrique in the Ducks' 5-1 victory over the Canucks in Vancouver last night. Scored 2 goals, his 19th and 20th of the season, and he's up to 20 for the 5th time in his career. Ducks get it in deep. Michael Stone will bounce it up the fireboards and off the stick of Mark Jankowski. Slides down the ice. Zach Rinaldo gets there in the forecheck and beats out the icing call. Great hustle by the Flames forward. Von Joachim Silverberg will take over and clear it out. Mark Jankowski swats it right back in, and now Miller will move it up the fireboards, and Devin Shore will play it rink wide. And now Sam Steele takes a big hit from Milan Lucic out at center ice, and Lucic will slide it ahead to Tobias Reeder. He shoots, but it's right into the gut of the goaltender, Ryan Miller, and he'll hold on. All right, let's get to today's Keys to Victory now. They are brought to you by Marlboro Ford.
Attention to defensive detail for the Flames, first and foremost. And number two, the Backlund line back to themselves. It was a difficult one against Chicago. They were a combined minus 11.
That's not good. Today's Keys to Victory were good, and they were brought to you by Marlboro Ford. At Marlboro Ford, they're about helping you buy a vehicle, not selling you one. Marlboro Ford is about you. Faceoff coming up to Miller's right. Bennett tossed out, so Lucic steps in, but loses the draw to Ducks captain Ryan Getzlaff, who was minus 5 in the Flames 6-0 victory over the Ducks at Honda Center in Anaheim last Thursday. Puck to the left point, held in by Hanifin. He moves it near corner to Bennett. Bennett turns in front of the net. Bennett to the backhand, shoots. Good glove save by Miller.
One of Sam's greatest attributes, his ability to use his edges. And that's what he did, coming off the left wing boards to cut on those edges, get to the middle, buy himself some room into the slot, and Tess Miller with a good backhand. Bennett coming off his first multi-point and multi-goal game of the entire season with 2 against Chicago here 2 days ago.
Faceoff to Miller's left. Grant will take it for the Ducks. Jankowski was in there for the Flames. He gets thrown out, so Reeder will step in. Grant wins the defensive zone draw. And now Corbinian Holzer moves it near side over to Carter Rowney, and you'll send it out to center. Jankowski picks the puck up there, gets squeezed off of it by Delaurier, and now Rinaldo comes in. He gets roughed up along the far boards, gets knocked face first into the dashers, and is slow to get up and checking himself for blood.
And having some words with the referee on his way out of the zone, and he is giving it now to the referee and likely needs to be a tad careful to not pick up the game's first penalty.
By the way, the referees today are Eric Furlatt and Brad Meyer, the linesman Brandon Gowerlitz and Ryan Daisy. Ducks win another faceoff. Bulls will bounce it off the boards and out to center. It's scooped up and carrying it up the right wing side by Laurier, but Ellison knocks him off the puck, and here come the Flames the other way. Reeder runs right into the referee, Furlatt, and now the fans are all over the guys wearing stripes.
Thank goodness that wasn't Ronaldo.
Yeah, we don't need another one of those situations. Here comes Jakob Larsson to center. He'll shoot it in from there. Rasmus Anderson back to get it, coughs it up, and now Adam Henrique picks it up, tries to center it. Pass goes off the back of the net, and the puck bounces far corner to Terry. Plays it left point. Hampus Lindholm, a shot that doesn't get through. And now Henry plays it to me on the Flames net to Richie. He works it back to the right point to Josh Manchin. He tries a shot, misses the net. Now Henry has the puck in the near corner. Play it left point to Lindholm. Lindholm, stick handles by Andrew Mangiapane and shoots. Good left pad kick save by Talbot. His best so far today. And now Tkachuk will pick the puck up and float it up the far side over to Anderson. And he'll step across the Ducks' blue line and shoot it in. And Tkachuk will catch up to it in the near corner and leave it left point for Brody. Brody winds and fires a shot, tipped by Tkachuk. And it goes wide of Miller's net. Mangiapane will gobble it up in the near corner for the Flames. Bounces it off a stick, and that ends up right on Lindholm's stick. He gives it away. But luckily for the Ducks, Manson is there to recover. And he will send it out to center, and Silverberg will carry it in from there. Both teams changing as we have passed the five-minute mark of the first period. A scoreless one so far here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. Pretty sure, a hard pass up the middle, but good work there by Stone to separate Steele from the puck. Now Brody will give it to his partner Stone, who lifts it up in the air and into the Duck zone. Loose puck, Johnny Gaudreau chasing after it, overskates it. Here comes Silverberg the other way. He'll cross up the puck into the far corner. Shore scoops it up, turns, and swings it in behind the net and up the near boards to Fowler. The Ducks all-time leader in games played, goals, assists, and points by a defenseman. A run over by Noah Hanifin with a big body check. But Gaudreau can't get the puck out. Shore picks his pocket, slides it down low to Steele. He spins away from Hamilton, gives it to Shore in the near corner. But good work down low by Elias Lindholm to hit him and knock him off the puck. And a Gaudreau will move it ahead to Sean Monahan, who crosses the Ducks' blue line with it. Monahan drops it. Gaudreau tries to stick handle through some traffic and has his stick lifted and the puck stolen by Ricard Raquel. He plays it into the Flames zone. Dylan Dubé back to get it defensively. Moves the right wing side to Brody. Tries to thread the needle to bend it out at center, but the pass is picked off by Getzlaff. He dumps the puck back into the Flames zone. Bennett, the backhand up the far side to Lucic, who has 6 points in his last five games. He'll send it out to center ahead to Bennett, who scored twice on Saturday night. Bennett gets hit by Getzlaff, but still gets the puck in deep. And now Lucic, a big body check on Holzer. The Flames throwing their weight around in this first period, Lou. Here's Lucic stealing. He shoots and snaps the puck right over top of Miller's net. And now another big hit by Lucic in the near corner. He clobbers Larsson back to the point. Shillington with a shot, and he misses the net. And now Holzer shoves Bennett right into Miller. Net almost comes off its moorings, but it stays on. Flames still buzzing. Bennett centering it in front, and his pass doesn't quite get to Dubé. And now Dubé gives it away to Getzlaff, and the Ducks captain makes a good outlet pass ahead to Jones, and he'll slide the puck to the Flames' blue line, but no further. Here's Dubé ahead to Ronaldo, but the Flames are called offside at the Ducks' blue line, and we'll take a timeout with 12:49 to play in the opening period here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. The Flames starting fast on Family Day. They've got 3 shots to the Ducks' 1, and the home team has come out hitting. And with almost 8 minutes gone in the opening period, Calgary and Anaheim are still scoreless. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary's home for everything Blue Jays.
Deep to right!
Baseball season is coming, we promise. The boys of summer have their spring training down in sunny Florida. Want to go? Yeah, you do. The WestJet Blue Jays Spring Training Flyaway Contest is underway. You could win the ultimate WestJet Spring Training Flyaway to Florida to cheer on your Toronto Blue Jays from the brand new WestJet flight deck in Dunedin. How ultimate, you ask? The prize pack includes flights, hotels, transfers, tickets to the Blue Jays Spring Training game March 11th, all complete with Jay swag. To ensure you have the most ultimate
ultimate experience, we're sending you with our resident Blue Jays / Good Time expert, Ryan Pinder. Visit BlueJays.com/WestJetContest and enter for your chance to win. You and a friend down in sunny Florida to watch Canada's team with WestJet. WestJet, the official airline of the Toronto Blue Jays and proud partner of Sportsnet 960 spring training coverage. Love where you're going. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
The Chell Showdown is back. The 2020 Chell Showdown, presented by Scotiabank, will be powered by the World Gaming Network. Compete against NHL 20 gamers for prizes and a unique grand prize experience. Registration's now open. Visit CalgaryFlames.com/Chell, C-H-E-L, for more information.
Good matchup in goal tonight for the Flames, or I should say today, for the Flames. It is Cam Talbot, who in his last 14 games is 7-4-1 with a 2.45 goals against average and a .930 save percentage. Actually broke a Calgary Flames record for most saves in a shutout win with 44 in their 6-0 victory over the Ducks at Honda Center in Anaheim last Thursday. More on him and more on the guy at the other end of the ice, Ryan Miller, in a moment. Here comes Jankowski out on the left-wing side. Jankowski centers it. Ronaldo reaches back, can't pick up the puck. And here comes DeLaurier the other way. Hits to the Flames' blue line, tips it off the boards, chases it in the near corner, but is beaten there by Shillington. And now Yellison, a big hit on Grant as the puck comes back to the left point to Lindholm. Lindholm gets by Jankowski, carries it into the corner, tries a sharp angle shot right off the mask of Talbot, and the Flames will clear it down the ice. Laurier back to get it. He'll leave it behind for Manson. He'll move it up the middle of the ice. Pass to Henry. Bounces away. And now Kachuk will pick it up. Back it up to Stone. He plays it up the left wing side to Brody. And he'll glide across center and float the puck into the far corner. Brendan Gooley back to get it. Flames in there with a forecheck. Able to turn it over. And here's Kachuk into the far corner to Mangiapane. Mangiapane spins away from Henry. First to his left and now to his right, and drops to Kachuk, who plays it behind the net to Backlund. Backlund gets stapled to the inboards by Manson, though. Back to the right point. Stone with a howitzer, and he misses high. And now here's Brody to Kachuk in front. Backlund trying to settle it down, can't, as a loose puck is turned over by Terry. Manson will take over it behind his net. The Flames have been absolutely ferocious on the forecheck in this first period. Backlund will throw it in behind the Ducks' net. Mangiapane in there will steal it for Manson in the near corner. Mangiapane drops it, Backlund shoots it, good save by Miller, and he gets his glove on the puck just in the nick of time.
When the Calgary Flames offensive zone forecheck is in good stead, it's always a good recipe, and they are heavy and hard today in the Duck zone. The other thing they've done, Derek, is they've protected the middle of the ice. Even what led to that lengthy amount of time, good read by the defense in the middle of the ice. They turn the puck over there. They chip it into a place where they can retrieve it. It's been a really good start so far through 9 minutes.
Flames with an offensive zone draw. Here's Hanifin across, but his pass bounces over the blade of Gaudreau's stick. And now Fowler will fire it down the ice, and that'll be an icing call. Just to finish up my thought on Cam Talbot, he's been really good against the Ducks in his career. His win-loss record, a little misleading. He's 8-6-2. But he's got three shutouts, a 2.05 goals against average, and a .936 save percentage in 16 career games. The guy at the other end of the ice, 39-year-old Ryan Miller, the oldest goaltender in the National Hockey League, but he has had an outstanding career. And with 385 career wins, he is one win away from passing Mike Vernon for 15th most all time. Ducks trying to clear it out of their zone. Lindholm will stick handle ahead and give the puck to Fowler, plays the left wing side over to Jones, and Jones will slot it in behind Riddick's, or make that Talbot's net. And Rowe will grab it. He loses it. Hanifin finds the puck in the far corner, lifts it up in the air, down the ice, and this will be an icing call on the Flames with 10:24 left in the first period. Lou, we've played almost a half a period here at the Saddle Dome this afternoon, and there's only six shots on goal between the two teams.
Yeah, you need to bring your work boots because both teams have them on, and your hard hats. Been a physical beginning to the game. Cam Talbot, by the way, this year has stopped 75 of 76 in terms of shots against the Ducks.
Wow. A 2-1 win and a 6-0 win. Ducks with the offensive zone draw. Larson with a shot tipped by Shore and stopped by Talbot. And now Shore will shovel it in behind the net. Steele turns into the far corner with it. Protects the puck from Anderson. And now knocks it in behind the net to Shore again. Shore, tended to the ear boards by Monahan, who pushes him off the puck. Silverberg grabs it, bounces it off Shore and out in front. And now Larson shoots. And that slap shot is kicked away by the right pad of Talbot. Now fight forward in the far corner. Puck will pop out of the pile. Up the near side to Hanifin. He feeds Gaudreau, and he'll lift it up in the air and to the Ducks' blue line as the Flames make a wholesale change. And here comes Silverberg up the right wing side across the Flames' line. They'll throw the puck in behind the net. Ellison back there, able to protect the puck from Steele. And now he slides it ahead to Dubé, who races out to the red line. Loses the puck, finds it, and now crosses the Ducks' blue line with it. Tries to feed Bennett in front. Puck back to the right point. Ellison is shot, and it's stopped by Miller, who gets stuck out of position as Dubé gets steamrolled behind the neck by Gooley. And the Flames are going to get the game's first power play.
That's Dylan Dubé continuing to make an impact. Puck at center ice, hung on to it, jumped in, got it back, drove the net, won a battle, tripped up behind the net. It's just another example of why he is starting to impact more games this season.
And is he ever playing with speed? Oh, he's always had a great set of wheels, but there's a difference between skating fast and playing fast, and right now he's doing both. We'll take a timeout with 9:27 to play in the opening period. The Flames will have a power play when we come back, and they'll try to open scoring in a still scoreless game versus the Ducks. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Todd, great job on this report. As the owner of a fast-growing business, my employees are my second family. So when Todd went out with an illness, I wanted to make sure he was well taken care of. That's why I'm glad I chose a group benefit plan from Alberta Blue Cross. It gives me real peace of mind knowing I have a benefit plan that works within my budget without sacrificing the coverage my employees deserve. Oh, and Todd, good to have you back. Because that's what matters most. Call Alberta Blue Cross today.
Calgary's 24-7 All Sports Radio is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. On the air, online, and on the Sportsnet or Radio Player Canada mobile apps. If you ask your smart speaker nicely, we're live there too. Just say, play Sportsnet 960 The Fan. We talk to the biggest sports insiders and trending athletes all over the sports world. The big names appear on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. The same secret recipe since 1975. For pickup or delivery, call 403-248-3344 and find them at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
Time to play in the opening period here in Calgary. Flames and Anaheim Ducks still scoreless in this game. And now to get us caught up on what's going on elsewhere with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Two other games underway on the NHL ice right now. First period in San Jose. Sharks trail the Florida Panthers 1-0, while Arizona's got a 1-0 edge on the New York Islanders. That game is about midway through the first period as well.
Flames get the game's first power play. In the penalty box for the Ducks is Brendan Cooley. On the power play this season, the Flames at 20.8%. That is tied for 12th in the league as they go offside of the Ducks' blue line. But they've been red hot on the power play of late, 9 for 27, 33.3% in their last 10 games. As for Ducks' penalty kill, not very good. 77.4% on the season, that is 25th in the league. And they have given up 8 power play goals in their last 7 games, going just 16 for 25, 64.0%. So on paper, it looks like a pretty good matchup for the Flames today.
Derek, a lot of the good work on the power play in recent weeks has come from the second unit. They need more out of this group that's on the ice right now.
Yeah, the Flames' first power play unit out there. Sean Monahan, Elias Lindholm, Matthew Tkachuk, and Johnny Gaudreau, the four forwards. Noah Hannafin, the one defenseman. Bucket behind the Ducks' net, and it's left it over the glass and out of play. Flames trying a little different look on their second power play unit. A bit of a youth movement with guys like Dylan Dubé and Andrew Mangiapane.
And they deserve the opportunity. They've both been playing well, and those two guys really excite me when I think about their future and the type of impact they're going to have with this hockey team.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's right. Ryan Miller 10-7-1 with a 2.60 goals against average and a .919 save percentage in 19 career games against the Flames. Puck again cleared down the ice, this time by Manson. Talbot out of his net. Pretty good puck-handling goaltender. Makes a nice pass to Gaudreau. We'll back it up to Hanifin, and he will start the breakout. Hanifin slides the left wing side to Monahan. From center, will bounce it back to Gaudreau. He crosses the red line. Now the Ducks blue line. He gets it back to Monahan. Monahan back to Gaudreau. He steps in behind the net, tries to center it in front. Puck bounces back to the blue line to Hanifin. Hanifin will feed it to Gaudreau in the far corner. No one handed in behind the net, but it ends up bouncing free, and it's whipped down the ice by Jones. Flames will switch to their second unit with 40 seconds remaining, and the Ducks penalty to Goulet. On this one, they've got Michael Backlund, Andrew Mangiapane, Milan Lucic, and Dylan Dubé as the four forwards. Rasmus Anderson, the one defenseman, as Backlund carries the puck in. Drops to Mangiapane, who backs it up. Anderson with a slap shot, which bounces off a couple of skates and into the far corner. But Dubé is going to retrieve the puck for the Flames. Plays it right point to Anderson. Anderson back to Dubé, far half-boards. Steps into the corner, stops and drops to Anderson, right point. Anderson will saucer it across to Backlund. Backlund throws it in behind the net to Lucic. And he'll bounce it off a skate and into the far corner to Dubé. Just 3 seconds left in the power play. Dubé and Anderson off the goal post. He beats Miller and rings it off the iron. And now the puck is picked up by Larson, who clears it down the ice. And that'll be an icing call on the Ducks as the Flames come close to open scoring.
And the reason that play stays alive in the zone is a diving play by Dylan Dubé to help retrieval. Retrieval is so important on the power play, your ability to go and get it back. And eventually, it led to that Anderson blast from the point that went off the outside of the right goal post.
Faceoff to Miller's right. Jankowski lines up versus Grant, who wins the faceoff. But Reeder steals the puck for the Flames and plays it left point to Brody. Slides it across the line. Stone with a shot, gloved by Miller. And he will hold on. We're 7-11 left in the first period. Coming to you from the Peter Maher Radio Broadcast Booth, sponsored by South Point Toyota. South Point Toyota's Zero Liquidation Sales event is on now. Put zero down and make zero monthly payments until July 2020. Plus get 0% financing on every Toyota. It's time to Toyota under the tower at South Point Toyota. He's off to Miller's left. Henrique wins that draw. The Ducks have been pretty dominant in the faceoff circle in this first period, don't you think?
They have indeed.
Here comes Terry into the Flames line up the left wing side. He drops it. Fowler steps in. Takes a sharp angle shot. That one bounces wide of Talbot's net. And now Lindholm, who has 3-game goal and 10-game point streaks in the line, will weave his way across the Ducks' blue line and rim the puck around to the left point to Brody. He knocks it behind the net. Gaudreau will poke it free for Lindholm. He centers it. Monahan tried to tap the puck back to Brody, but the pass is picked off by Terry, and here come the Ducks down the ice. Terry trying to give it to Gooley, and he's steamrolled by Stone. The Flames' physicality continues in this first period. Now Richie trying to center the puck as his pass intercepted by Brody, who then takes down Richie in behind Talbot's net, and Monahan will move it ahead to Gaudreau, scampers across center and shoots one right in on Miller as both teams change. 6:13 to play in the opening period. The Flames have 7 shots. The Ducks have 4, and none of those 11 shots have gone in. We are still scoreless at Scotiabank Saddledome here in Calgary on Family Day in the province of Alberta. Mangiapane will drop it to Shillington. He slides it right wing side to Tkachuk. He'll back it up to Yellison. He banks it off the boards to Backlund, and he fires it in behind the Ducks' net. Chasing afterwards, Tkachuk. Tkachuk centers it. Backlund shoots it and is denied by Miller from point-blank range. Here comes Jones the other way. Dangles by Yellison at the blue line. Passes up to the puck in the far corner. Moves it behind the net to Raquel. But Tkachuk picks his pocket and then gives it away to Holzer. Holzer shoots his stop. Rebound. And Jones can't get a shot through to the net. Now Jones will pick the puck up and leave it down low for Getzlaff. He swings it back to the left point to Larson. Larson. We'll rim it around and up the near side to Raquel. Second on the team with 34 points. Tries to give it to Jones, who gets tripped up. And now Yellison will scoop the puck up, skate it out to center, and move it ahead to Tkachuk. We've got a stoppage in play and an interference penalty coming up against the Flames.
Flames in the midst of trying to make a change. And it's going to be Andre Mangiapane on his way to get off the ice, who bumped in to one of the Ducks and will take a seat.
Don't see that call all that often. Flames will head to the penalty kill when we come back with 5:09 to play in the first period here at the Saddledome. There are 12 shots on goal between the two teams in a first period that has featured some pretty good defense on both sides, and none of those shots have gone in. The Flames and the Ducks are still scoreless, and this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Andrew Mangiapane. Come shop where I shop at Country Hills Toyota.
All the great shop at the giant Country Hills Toyota. You can be next. Country Hills Toyota is the home of the Great Fleet Pricing Event. Get 3 years prepaid maintenance, $8,000 cash back, a free starter and winter tires, 0% on every Toyota, and free gas up to $2,000. Think Toyota. Think the giant Country Hills Toyota, where your favorite players like Andrew Mangiapane shop. It's time to Toyota. Visit chtoyota.com.
Hall & Oates.
I can't go for that.
Penn & Teller.
Magic.
Bert and Ernie.
You see, Bert, I have to call him really loud, though.
That's rich. This I gotta see. Go ahead.
Great duos. But in Calgary, the best duo on the radio in the afternoon, Pinder and Steinberg. Weekday afternoons right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. On the radio, stream on the web, download the mobile app. Flames and the NHL all the time. Text in your thoughts to 960-960. Pinder and Steinberg, brought to you by Glenmore Audi. Experience the all-new Audi Q8. It's a perfect combination of luxury and technology with endless possibilities to tailor to your needs and tastes. Visit GlenmoreAudi.com. Pinder and Steinberg, right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
Stay tuned after the game for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender all season, Shane Holmes makes a donation to Kids Sport Calgary. For all those details, you know where to go, shaneholmes.com.
Faceoff coming up to Talbot's right. Ducks get their first power play of the day. Flames win the defensive zone draw, though, and Brody will rag the puck a little bit before slapping it down the ice. On the power play this season, the Ducks have struggled mightily. They're at 15.1%. That is 28th in the NHL, better than only the Red Wings, Senators, and Blackhawks. On the penalty kill, the Flames at 81.9%, 11th in the league, 3-for-3 in their last three. Or make that 8-for-8 in their last three. Ducks trying to set up in the offensive zone, but Richie runs right into his own man, Silverberg, and sends him crashing to the ice. Here's Terry now. Back to the left point to Lindholm. Top of the near circle to Henrique. He gives it back to Lindholm, right point. Lindholm, top of the far circle to Terry. Terry trying to go rink wide to Henrique. Passes too far for him, though. Henrique will pick the puck up in the near corner. And back it up to the blue line to Lindholm. He walks the line, takes a shot, makes a pass to Henrique. He shoots. Good blocker stop by Talbot. And the puck slides along the dasher boards. Terry gets thumped, but Lindholm will hold it in left point. Works it up the right wing side to Henrique. Henrique will back it up to the blue line. Lindholm makes a short pass to Terry, who drops the puck to Henrique. He gives it back to Lindholm. He slides it near circle. Terry throws it into a bunch of players in front of the Flames net, and it ricochets into the far corner. 45 seconds left in this Mangiapane minor now. Terry, a shot stop. Rebound. Richie robbed by a sprawling Talbot. And the Flames will clear it down the ice.
Nick Ritchie in his 15th game against the Calgary Flames, still looking for his first ever regular season point. Hard to believe. Won't get a much better opportunity than that interior look that left him mano a mano from 2 feet with Cam Talbot.
Here is Raquel. He'll leave it right wing side for Getzlaff, who drops it back to Steele. Steele stick handles across the Flames blue line. And now into the far circle and swings it back to the right point. Getzlaff, a shot stopped. I think Grant might have got a piece of the puck and made a change direction, but Talbot still makes the save, and now Hannafin's going to fire it down the ice, and that'll do it for the Mangiapane penalty. And with just over 3 minutes to play in the opening period, the Flames and the Ducks are still scoreless here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary.
The Ducks with three shots and all quality on that power play.
Hansen gives the puck away. Monahan slides it ahead to Gaudreau, who speeds in, makes a great move, and then gets knocked off the puck by Fowler before he can shoot. Puck to the left point. Shillington, a shot off the stick of Tkachuk and wide. And now Rowney will lift the puck high in the air and down the ice. And Yellison will go back to get it. First home game for Alex Yellison. He made his NHL debut during the Flames' four-game road trip. Here comes Rowney up the right wing side, but a little too slow coming across the blue line, and the Ducks end up going offside.
1 week from today is the NHL trade deadline. We are your radio home for the Flames and the NHL, and we will have wall-to-wall coverage all day, all week long, leading up to the deadline, which is 1 p.m. Calgary time on February the 24th. Our trade deadline coverage will be brought to you by Adrenaline Source for Sports.
Faceoff coming up outside the Flames' blue line. Bennett will take it versus Henrique. Sam Bennett has 5 points in 8 games since he snapped an 8-game pointless streak, so like a lot of Flames, he's starting to heat up offensively. Flames get it in deep. Bennett after it in the near quarter. Gets wrapped up by Henrik, but Dubé will step in to pick up the puck. He drops to Lucic, who tries to go down low to Bennett, but Henrik intercepts the pass and slides it ahead to Delorier. Comes it up the left wing side. Chips the puck past Anderson behind Talbot's net. Lucic, another big hit. Henrik steals and shoots, and Talbot makes another terrific save.
Well, the Flames were in good position behind the net. Lucic took his man, but Hanifin subsequently got squeezed out, and that left Henrik an opportunity to come off the end boards. You mentioned earlier, Derek, two yesterday in the 5-1 triumph in Vancouver over the Canucks, and he had a glorious chance from 3 feet to beat Talbot, who has been very sharp. That's his ninth save of the afternoon.
35 more, and he'll equal his total from the last game against the Ducks.
It's funny. Jeff Ward said he went back over the whole tape, counted shots that day. He had it at 35, not
really?
44. Yes.
Well, Talbot's
still good.
Save percentage thanks to shot keepers in Anaheim. Here comes Backlund across the Ducks' blue line. He spins away from Cooley and bounces it back to the blue line. Stone shoots. That shot blocked by Getzlaf. Now Brody, a blast, and he misses the net. Another good chance for the Flames. Not a lot of shots in this first period, but plenty of grade A chances for both teams.
Well, the Flames work it back to the point. Michael Stone, with lots of traffic, drives it there. Now, it didn't make it through. It actually hit Tkachuk, but Brody supports it from the left point, jumps in, and TJ with a great chance. He has not scored a goal since he found the back of the net in Buffalo, New York, on the 27th of November.
Did have a couple of assists in the Flames 6-0 victory over the Ducks last Thursday. Pretty darn good defensively for the Flames, though. Face off to Miller's right. Monahan wins the draw. Gaudreau trying to come up with a puck, can't. Silverberg wrestles it away from him and moves it ahead. But the pass, the steal doesn't work. And the Flames will clear the puck out to center. Lindholm twisting back into his own zone, throws it up the middle. That pass misses Silverberg, and Hanifin will catch up to it in the near corner. Plays it rink wide to Anderson. He slides it to Lindholm, but he turns it over. Steele holds it in, tries a shot, turns it into a pass. Silverberg drops. Lindholm shoots right into the flaming sea on the front of the beautiful Heritage Classic jerseys the Flames are sporting today. And Talbot holds on for his 10th save of the afternoon.
Elias Lindholm doesn't turn over a lot of pucks anywhere, but he did that time. He tried to make a backhand chip pass to support. He had Monahan in a pretty good spot, but he missed him. Then it was turned over, and Hampus Lindholm, who has 11 points against the Flames in 25 career games, had a decent opportunity from about 50 feet.
Henrik wins the draw, but the pass doesn't get back to Fowler. Mangiapane will pick up the puck and move the right wing side. Tkachuk to Mangiapane, to Tkachuk, throwing it in front. Backlund can't get a hold of the bouncing puck. Stone will step in to scoop it up. Goes down low to Tkachuk, who floats it out in front. Bounces by Mangiapane, back to the blue line to Brody. Goes right point to Stone with a shot off a stick and just wide of Miller's net. Well, Jeff Ward has been asking his team to get pucks and bodies to the net for a long time, and they're starting to do it, Lou.
It's one of the reasons they've been scoring more goals as of late. Even in the game against Chicago, they got four.
That's right. Normally enough to win for a team that I think has taken a step forward defensively this season. It's just been a tough go here at the Dome of late as the Ducks get called for icing with just under 30 seconds left in the opening period. Both teams 0 for 1 on the power play in the first period, which means the Flames are 1 for 1 on the penalty kill, powered by GSL Cadillac. You can still get unbelievable savings on remaining 2019 Cadillacs and save up to $24,000. There's no better time to get behind the wheel of a Cadillac, only at GSL Cadillac. Ducks win a defensive zone faceoff. Fowler will slide it out to center, and Getzlaf tries to find Terry from there, but misses his teammate. That turns into an icing call with 18 seconds to go.
This is a bit of a slugfest, if you will. Both teams playing very hard, highly contested 50-50 battles for pucks all over the ice. There's been good goaltending today. It's been a quality first period. Well played.
That's been a fun hockey game. Faceoff coming up to Miller's right. Monahan will take it versus Getzlaf. First line versus first line for this faceoff in the Ducks zone. Flames win it. Monahan back to the left point to Hanifin. And he moves the puck into the near quarter to Lindholm. He drops to Gaudreau. Gaudreau gets squeezed off the puck by Terry. Now Holzer will pick it up and slip it in behind the net to Fowler. And he'll fire it up the fireboards and down the ice, and that will do it for the first period here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. Pretty well played first period by both teams. The Flames do outshoot the Ducks 11-10 in a still scoreless hockey game.
Impressed, and impressed with how physical and engaged the Flames were in that period. You knew they'd be challenged coming off a less than stellar performance here a couple of days ago against Chicago. They were engaged. They dug in, turned some pucks over. Cam Talbot was really good. They're in a battle again today, and we expected it, and that's what we have.
All right, let's head down to the Flames dressing room now. That's where Will Nault is standing by.
Yeah, thanks, Derek. Outside the Flames locker room with Sam Bennett. Sam, the guys were just talking about it after the way Saturday went, especially in your own zone. You might like to come out with a clean first period there. What'd you make of it?
Yeah, it was good. It was didn't give up too many chances, too many automatic rushes, so that's how we got to play defensively.
Playing on the line with Dubé and Lucic, I guess just take me through what you thought of your first period, because it seemed like you guys were real hard on the forecheck creating offensive chances.
Yeah, we're feeling good right now. We're playing with a lot of energy, a lot of jump, and that's what we're doing is getting hard on the forecheck. So we're just going to continue to do that when we get out there.
This Anaheim Ducks team, what's the challenge in the next 40? How do you maybe get one by Ryan Miller?
It's just more shots, more traffic. Don't have to do anything too crazy. It's just get the puck on net.
Make sure that's good luck.
Thank you.
Sam Bennett outside the Flames locker room. Flames and Ducks scoreless after 20. Back upstairs to pass time, Rick Pat.
Thank you very much, Will. And coming up in our first intermission this evening, we'll take another look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll continue our conversation with Bob Buchner inside the Flames time machine. And the first period summary is around the corner. Stay with us during tonight's post-game show for the save of the game brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. No score. Calgary, Anaheim after 20 minutes of play. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Let's do some F-150 math. 6, the number of engines you can choose from. 3,270, that's how many pounds of payload F-150 can carry. 13,200, that's how many pounds of anything it can tow. 0, that's the purchase finance rate you get for 60 months on select new 2020 F-150 models. It all adds up to F-150. Get the truck that's built for you. Visit your local Ford store or Ford.ca.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
No score after 20 minutes of play. The Flames and the Anaheim Ducks as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you for this matinee affair. Time for your first period summary. No scoring in period number one. Both teams with chances, in Calgary probably coming the closest to open the scoring.
Into the far corner to Dubé. Just 3 seconds left of the power play. Dubé and Anderson off the goal post. He beats Miller and rings it off the iron.
Can hear that one. That does not count as one of Calgary's 12 shots today. 12-10 were the first period shots in favor of the Flames. Both teams go 0-for-1 on the man advantage in period number one, and we've got a scoreless tie, Calgary and Anaheim, after 20 minutes of play. That is your first period summary. We're live in the Peter Maher broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota. The zero liquidation sales event is on. Get 0% on every Toyota and zero cost for fuel for 1 year. It's time to Toyota under the Toyota Tower. We're hopping inside the Flames time machine. Coming up next, this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves. All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Derek Wills is the voice of your Calgary Flames.
Monahan scores!
He calls every game all season long. Just after 4 weekday afternoons, Wilsey joins Pinder and Steinberg for the Calgary Flames Radio Roundtable. The boys talk hockey, debate, agree, disagree, and basically break down anything Flames hockey. The new storylines, breaking news, player moves, and more. The Flames Radio Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Check out over 64 vehicles in the showroom while enjoying their in-house bistro and kids club. Mercedes-Benz Country Hills, just minutes from the airport. Calgary Flames Radio is Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames and Anaheim Ducks are scoreless after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Let's hop inside the Flames time machine now, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at GoParadiseBay.com. As we continue our conversation with former Flames defenseman Bob Bugner, who played parts of two seasons with the team between 01 and 03, more than 600 NHL games overall, also with the Sabres, Predators, Penguins, Hurricanes, and Avalanche. In conversation with Derek Wills, here's Bob Bugner inside the Flames time machine.
You talked about playing in Nashville, and it's great how the Predators have built up their fan base there, and all of a sudden, you know, they've got a pretty passionate group that supports that team. But when you think back to your playing days, was there one or two cities that you really look forward to visiting on a regular basis? Because I know in this day and age, for a lot of guys, it's Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville's it's always up there. I think that you know, some of the new markets, obviously Vegas is an incredible environment to play in out there. I thought that was amazing. I only went out there once last year to play them, and I just thought it was electric. The whole city, for that matter, not just the arena. It was a real cool experience. I think the guys generally like going to some of the Chicago markets. They still love playing there, and then everybody loves a West Coast trip. I think the new arenas and everything out in LA and things like that. I think I got the coach out in San Jose, which I really love. So every city's got its own little thing, but I really liked Vegas last year.
I want to get into your transition into coaching in a minute, but I got to ask you about the time you spent in Calgary from 2001 to 2003. What do you remember about signing with the Flames and about your time in Calgary?
Well, I remember I was an unrestricted free agent, and Craig Button was the general manager at the time, and I had some offers from a couple other teams, but the pitch that he made to me and what they were trying to build out there really sort of resonated with me. And at the same time, I was going there with Craig Conroy, who was unrestricted, I believe, and it was Dee McCammon, Roman Turk. We were all about four or five new guys they added that year. Robbie Niedermeyer, and just being and living out in Calgary and playing there, I thought it was it was a pretty amazing experience as well. And I love the city. I love the people there and the fan support. And, even still walking back in that Saddle Dome, I get all kinds of memories come back.
For those of us who watched you play, I always thought, this guy will probably be a pretty good coach someday. Right. At what point in time did you realize that you wanted to make that transition from being an NHL player to an NHL coach eventually, with, of course, a pretty successful stop in the OHL as well?
Yeah, I think towards the end of my career, you start always thinking what you're going to do next. And, it's something that I always love. I love being in a dressing room. I love being around a team. I love competing every night, and so it was a pretty natural step for me. Bought the Windsor Spitfires towards the end of my career back in the OHL, and I used to sit. I was a healthy scratch my last year, getting a little older, and I had a bad knee, so I spent a lot of time with my assistant coach Tony Granato and Rick Tockett and guys like that, and just picking their brains and stealing some drills off of them and things like that, and just jumped right in at the junior level. And it took me a couple years to learn and had some success after that, but it was something I think was pretty natural for me.
Being a guy who was born and raised in Windsor, how special was it for you to bring two Memorial Cups to town as the bench boss of the Spitfires and owner of the team as well?
Yeah, no matter what I do for the rest of my hockey career, I think that'll be one of the biggest highlights. I think, that city, growing up there and watching Spitfires my whole life, and one, being able to buy them, two, being able to bring a Memorial Cup to town, I think it was just something I'll never forget. And I know the people to this day, they still talk about those years and the players that came through the doors. I think that's another memory I'll have. The young guys that we had a little bit of effect on, the Henriques and the Ellises and the Taylor Halls and the Zach Kassians, the Cam Fowlers, the list goes on and on. Being able to see those guys as kids and see what they're doing now at the next level, I think is that's one of the bigger gifts.
That is part two of our conversation with former Flames defenseman Bob Bugner inside the Flames Time Machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. We'll hear part three of that conversation coming up on Friday with the Flames at home to the Boston Bruins. Right now, we're after 20 minutes of play here at the Scotiabank Saddledome with the Flames and Anaheim Ducks scoreless. It's time to re-enter the neutral zone now, brought to you by Neutral Vodka Soda. It's a whole new season with Neutral Vodka Soda. No sugar, no preservatives, and 0 grams of carbs. Welcome to the neutral zone. Focusing in on the Flames' attention to defensive detail in period number one, and they certainly paid attention to that as they were very buttoned up. So the Flames finished possession-wise 64% in that first period. 5-on-5 shot attempts were 16-9 Calgary, but the shots on goal were 12-10. So the Ducks still were able to manage some shots on net, and a bunch of those came on the power play. But what was really impressive, Flames only allowed one high-danger scoring chance at 5-on-5 in period number one, as opposed to six of their own. So they outchance the Ducks 6-1 at 5-on-5 and 6-3 overall, and the Flames also do a nice job spending a good chunk of time in the Ducks zone. But the attention to defensive detail solid, didn't allow much at all 5-on-5 from the Ducks. That's your look inside the neutral zone, brought to you by Neutral Vodka Soda. We've got a look at the out-of-town scoreboard coming up next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a whole new season, and the game has changed. Are you ready? Neutral Vodka Soda. New flavors, no added sugar, no preservatives, and 0 grams of carbs. Neutral, the official vodka and vodka soda of the NHL.
Whatever you can imagine, Envision Custom Renovations makes it become a reality. By focusing on a true collaboration with their clients, Envision Custom Renovations are able to deliver stunning renovations, transforming every home into luxury living. They are members of the Calgary Home Builders Association, a Renomark member with the Renovator's Mark of Excellence, and one of Brian Baumler's approved renovators. Discover beautiful renovations and more info at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Okay, Flames and Anaheim Ducks are scoreless after 20 minutes of play. As we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome, Pat Steinberg along with you. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard now. Brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. When you're thinking renovation, call the experts that have worked with HGTV's Jonathan and Drew Scott on the Property Brothers. For more information, check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. We've got two other games on the NHL ice this afternoon, including the San Jose Sharks and Florida Panthers tied 1-1 after 20 minutes of play. The Panthers, who are fighting for their playoff lives in the Eastern Conference, opened the scoring in period number one of Getty Dadonov's 24th of the season, but Dylan Gambrell answers for the San Jose Sharks, and that's why this game, Florida and San Jose, tied 1-1 after 20 minutes of play. Also after 20 in Arizona, Clayton Keller has his 13th of the season, and the Coyotes lead the New York Islanders by a 1-0 score. Those are the only two games that are underway in matinee action this afternoon in the NHL. One more game still to come. It's a 4 o'clock faceoff. Actually, two more still to come. One this afternoon. That's a 4 o'clock start in Vegas. The Golden Knights will welcome the Washington Capitals, and then a 7 o'clock start for Colorado, who move back indoors. They're at home to the Tampa Bay Lightning. That is a 7 o'clock face-off this evening from the Pepsi Center in Denver. Western Hockey League Calgary Hitmen are in action today. They will take on the Kelowna Rockets. That game getting going just after 3 o'clock Calgary time. You can catch it on our alt stream at sportsnet.ca/960 if you want to tune into Brad Curl with the call. That's your out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. Well, lots going on in period number one. 22 shots in total. Flames get a power play. The Ducks get a power play, but no scoring. Cam Talbot was dialed in when he needed to be, and Ryan Miller certainly very good between the pipes for the Anaheim Ducks, and that's why we've got no score after 20 minutes of play. Derek Wills and Peter Labardius have your second period play-by-play coming your way around the corner from the Scotiabank Saddledome on a Monday afternoon. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Peter
Lubardia starts Hockey Central at noon. Weekdays on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Lubo knows Canada's game. Always with the Flames and connections all over the league. A passion for hockey at all levels and a memory that's truly amazing. Find out the latest on all things 200 by 85 from Lou. Brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Imagine your life, your style. Your home renovations should be a reflection of you. Give your home the Gemini difference. Visit GeminiGroup.ca. Hockey Central at noon, right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The iconic moment of the game challenges the knowledge of true Flames fans. For each and every Flames game, listen for Steinberg on Flames warm-up. He asks a trivia question about the Flames. If you know the answer, text it along with your first and last name to 960-960. Tune in the next morning to see if you're entered to win that trip in June to Vegas for the big award show. The iconic moment of the game, brought to you by Iconic Electric and Controls. Promoting a culture of quality since 2008. Visit iconicec.ca. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio. Flames Radio. Fridays at 12:30, Eric Francis joins Hockey Central at noon. Eric talks the inside stuff from the Calgary Flames on your lunch hour. Read him on Sportsnet.ca, see him on Sportsnet West. Hear Eric on Hockey Central. Eric Francis Fridays for the Beltliner, an upscale diner in the heart of the Beltline, corner of 12th Ave and 2nd Street Southwest. Bacon, burgers, beer, and brown liquor. 7 days a week. Check them out at thebeltliner.com. Eric Francis Fridays is only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan, live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio. On the air, online, and on the Sportsnet and Radio Player Canada mobile apps. And always on your smart speaker. Play Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary. This is second period play-by-play on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Home for the Flames.
A fun first period on Family Day in Calgary. The Flames outshoot the Ducks 12-10. None of those 22 shots go in, though. The goaltenders, Cam Talbot at one end, Ryan Miller at the other, were fantastic in the first period, and the Flames and the Ducks are still scoreless. When tied through 20 minutes this season, the Flames 500 at 9-9-2. The Ducks six games below 500 at 7-13-3. Lou, what did you think of the opening 20 minutes today?
I really liked it. I thought the Flames were engaged physically. I liked their attention to detail in their own zone. Their offensive zone forecheck produced some good opportunities. It wasn't a period of one and dones. There's a couple of players that still could use a little extra ante up, but for the most part, there was way more for me to like than not like in Cam Talbot, who has now stopped 83 of 84 that he's faced against Anaheim this season, was at the top of his game too.
Flames without three defensemen, Yusuf Alamaki, who has missed the whole season but is on the road to recovery, missing his 61st straight game. Mark Giordano missing his seventh straight game with a hamstring injury, hoping to get an update on the captain early this week. And Travis Hamonic missing his fifth straight game with a undisclosed upper body injury. The Flames also without Derek Ryan for a second consecutive contest. He is out with, I'm guessing, the same flu that Oliver Shillington and Sam Bennett had. It seems to be going around the room. And if you go into the Flames dressing room, and I pointed this out to you yesterday, there are four stalls side by side as soon as you walk in. First is Shillington. He got sick first. Second is Bennett. He got sick second. Third is Ryan. He got sick third. Fourth is Backlund, who is a question mark coming into this game, I'm guessing, with that same flu bug. So bad news for the Flames with Derek Ryan being put on injured reserve, but that probably isn't as serious as it might sound, though, because they don't have another game until Friday.
Well, that's what you hope. And I also hear in the case of Backlund and Ryan that the symptoms aren't the same as what Bennett and Shillington went through.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we're not going to try to play doctor on the radio.
No.
It's always futile. Well, the puck has been dropped, and we are underway with the second period of play here at the Saddle Dome. The Flames wearing their beautiful white Heritage Classic jerseys. Moving from left to right in the second period. The Ducks with their third jerseys, their orange, moving from right to left. The Ducks on the attack early. Raquel twisting and turning in behind Talbot's net. Knocked off the puck by Brody. Gets it back in the far quarter and drops it down low to Jones. Jones trying to work it in front, does, but Stone's there to pick off his pass. And he'll send the puck out to center to Tkachuk. He lifts it high off the glass and into the near corner. Mangiapane in there with a forecheck. Knocks it loose for Backlund behind the net. Backlund trying to center to Tkachuk, but it's knocked out of the air by Lindholm. Good hand-eye coordination there by the Ducks defenseman as they clear it out. And now Jones swats it out of the air and in behind Talbot's net. Talbot digs it out of his skates and makes a quick pass to Anderson. He's lucky. Getzlaff didn't pick it off. Now Hanifin will shoot it in behind Miller's net. Fowler dodging a check from Tkachuk. Gives the puck to Getzlaff, who drops it back to Fowler. And he'll glide across the red line and float it into the flame zone. And Gaudreau goes back to get it. He rims it around to the far corner to Hanifin, who kicks the puck to his stick. And now backs it up into the near corner to Anderson. Richie after him. Anderson chips it past Richie, but not out of the zone. And now Richie steals it back and drops it off to Terry. Terry shoots. Good stick save by Talbot. And the puck deflects off his stick over the glass and into the netting.
Well, the Flames turn it over in their own zone. Johnny Gaudreau not quite hard enough on the wing in his own zone. Got bumped off the puck. And there's Troy Terry. Again, a noticeable player this afternoon. The former U.S. World Junior and U.S. Olympian moved into the high slot, ripped the shot. And it's the third time a puck has gone off the stick of Cam Talbot and out of play.
Ducks been an offensive zone draw. Larson near side to Silverberg. That shot's blocked by Shillington. The puck bounces out to center. With the way he's played in the last couple of games against the Flames, it's hard to believe that Troy Terry is goalless in eight, including today's contest.
It won't continue for much longer.
Puck deep in Flames territory. Shore playing in his fourth straight game after being a healthy scratch in the previous six. So back it up to the blue line. And Larson will slide it behind the net. Shore hit by Bennett. The loose puck is picked up by Silverberg. Plays it left point to Larson. And he'll bat it in behind the net to Shore. Shore steps into the far corner. Tries to swing it out in front. Pass goes off a skate. Bounces right back to Shore. Pokes it down low to Steele in behind the Flames net. Steele trying to set her. Silverberg forced in behind the net. Gives the puck away to Bennett. Shore getting a rough ride from Shillington out in front as Bennett cuts to the middle and skates the puck out to center. Tries to drop to Shillington instead. Puck ends up on Dubé's stick, and he'll fire it in behind the Ducks' net. Flames making a change as Fowler will slide it up the left wing side to DeLaurier. DeLaurier plays the puck into the corner, gets stuck in the referee skates. He digs it out and now pokes it into the far corner to Rowney. Rowney hit by Reeder. Puck gets stuck in their skates. That'll pop out. Grant will play it right point to Gouley. Gouley gives it back to Grant, who tries to feed it out in front to Rowney, but the puck is gloved down by Reeder. He can make a hand pass in the defensive zone, and he does to Ronaldo, who clears the puck out to center.
The Ducks have their heavy forecheck going early in this second period. See if the Flames can turn the tide.
Flames in there with a forecheck right now. Ronaldo and Reeder after the puck in behind Miller's net. But it's picked up and cleared out as Rowney gets hit by Ronaldo on his way to the Flames bench. And now DeLaurier is going to dump it in for the Ducks. Boy, Derek Grant has been a noticeable player in the last couple of games between these two teams, and he's had an excellent season. As a matter of fact, he added to his totals last night, scored the game-winning goal, and added an assist in the Ducks' 5-1 victory over the Canucks. He's got a career-high 14 goals in 46 games this season, only had 16 goals in the first 208 games of his NHL career. The Flames to center. Mangiapane will drop to Backlund. Backlund tries a shot, has it blocked. It bounces in front. Tkachuk with a shot, and it goes floating wide to the far corner. Tkachuk to Backlund. Backlund with a shot. That one's off Lindholm in front. Not Elias, but Hampus. And now it's cleared out to center by Manson. Flames are going to bring it back in. Tkachuk to the net. Tkachuk shoots. He stopped, gets his own rebound. And Miller makes both saves. And now Mangiapane digs it free. Leaves it behind the net. Tkachuk trying to jam it in. Whacking and hacking away. Can't push the puck past Miller. And now Getzlaff with a chance to clear. Can't. Anderson holds the puck in right point. Anderson will lock it down low to Tkachuk. Tkachuk in behind Miller's net, looking for an open man in front. Finds Backlund near corner. Backlund will drag it back to the right point. Return the puck to Tkachuk, who skates to the blue line. Goes far side. Anderson trying to force it in front to Mangiapane. Passes knocked down, and then the puck is knocked down, but Manson can't clear. Here's Anderson. Skates into the near corner. Now circles in behind the Ducks net into the far corner. Backs it up to the blue line to Hanifin. Hanifin will back off to the near boards and go to Anderson with a shot. Stop. Rebound. And a good job by Manson to tie up Lindholm's stick. He was alone in front for a moment. And now Manson finally relieves the pressure and clears it out. But Hanifin's going to shoot it right back in. Well, you talked about the Ducks forecheck to start the second period. You wanted the Flames to respond, and they have.
great shift from the Backlund line, and it all started with a neutral zone turnover that has the Ducks still on their heels.
Back to the blue line. Gaudreau slides it far side to Shillington. He plays it right point to Ellison. He winds and fires a shot off the stick of Raquel and wide to the far corner. But Gaudreau's able to hold the puck in, and then he coughs it up, and Getzlaff will pick it up and fire it down the ice, and this will be icing waved off. That's a break for the Ducks because they needed to make a change, and had that been icing, and it should have been icing, they wouldn't have been able to. Flames will play it down the ice now. Monahan in there on the forecheck, wins a battle, tries to give it to Gaudreau, but pass is intercepted by Holzer. He moves it far side to Richie, and the former first-round pick will play the puck into the Flames zone. They're approaching the six-minute mark of the second period. Still no score here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. As the Flames turn it over, here comes Henrique. He's got a break. Henrique into the backhand. Scores! Adam Henrique able to squeeze the puck past Cam Talbot. He scores the opening goal of the game. 25 minutes and 53 seconds in. It is 1-0 Ducks.
Well, the Flames in the middle of making a change get caught at the Ducks line. They turn it over, and it leads to a Henrique breakaway. Good hustle by Brody to race back. Talbot actually stopped the first shot, but it went off the body of Henrique, who stayed right with it and rolled over the pad of Talbot for Henrique, his third in the last 2 days and his 21st of the year.
Adam Henrique, his 21st of the year. Assistant number 37, Nick Ritchie. Time of the goal, 5:35.
Well, the Flames have now given up the first goal in 35 of their 61 games. That's third most in the NHL. Only the Senators and Red Wings have surrendered the first goal more often. That's the bad news. The good news is the Flames do have 13 wins when trailing 1-0. That's fifth most in the league.
Sam Bennett trying to make a play that time just inside the line, turned it over. Johnny Gaudreau got caught on a late change, and it went three orange up the other end of the ice.
Ackman's an offensive zone draw. Tkachuk trying a shot, a weak wrister, and it's gloved by Miller, and he will hold on with 13:44 to play in the second period. The Flames have no goals on 16 shots. The Ducks have one on 12, and it is Anaheim 1 and Calgary nothing here at the Saddledome this afternoon. Back with more of this Pacific Division battle in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I'm Mary O'Sullivan Anderson, President and CEO of Your Better Business Bureau, where consumers come to find trusted businesses like
Sunic Roofing and Siding, your source for Alberta-made products like EuroShield rubber tiles, BP shingles, and K-Can siding. With 31 years in business, including a BBB A-plus rating and ethics award, get the lowest prices of the year right now. Visit sunicroofingcalgary.ca.
Join the BBB Trust Revolution today at bbb.org. That's bbb.org.
Boomer in the morning. We've got Boom, Will Nault, and the rest of the crew. The boys need your feedback, your info, your takes, your attempts at humor. We need it all from you. Seriously, we're like really needy. Text into Boomer in the Morning on the Glenmore Audi fan feedback text line. 960-960 and keep the comments PG. Normal data rates may apply. The fan feedback text line for Glenmore Audi. Experience the all-new Audi Q8s. The perfect combination of luxury and technology with endless possibilities to tailor to your needs and tastes. Visit GlenmoreAudi.com. Boomer in the Morning. Only on Sports. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Calgary.
Following this game today, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goalie, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Visit ShaneHolmes.com for the details. Cam Talbot has turned aside 11 of 12. Ryan Miller has been very good at his end. He's stopped all 16. Prior to the Henrique goal that's opened the scoring here in the second period, Nick Ritchie with his first ever regular season point against the Flames draws the lone assist. The Flames were the team with all the pressure on at that end of the rink.
Feels like a familiar story, doesn't it? Although not so much of late. Faceoff to Miller's right. Backlund wins it. Anderson spins away from Rowney. Carries the puck into the far corner. Turns and drops it to Tkachuk. Tkachuk wrapped up by Grant. Tkachuk still battling forward. Wins a fight with two Ducks players. Now rims it around up the right wing side to Anderson, who steps in. Lets it slide by, but Mangiapane keeps the puck in right point. And plays it across to Hanifin. Hanifin moving his feet. Turns away from Rowney and gives it back to Anderson. Anderson with a shot through some traffic off a body, and now it's centered in front. Here's Hanifin with a shot stopped by Miller, and they score! Andrew Mangiapane picks up the rebound and buries it, and the Flames have tied the game at one.
If you are direct with the puck and you get pucks to the net, and as you like to say and the head coach likes to say, Derek, bodies in the neighborhood, good things happen. And that's exactly what happened. Tkachuk won a battle behind the net, played it back. It ends up on the tape of Hanifin. He walks, has a middle lane to get it through. Mangiapane to the inside of Hampus Lindholm, bangs it into a half-empty net, ties this game.
By number 88, Andrew Mangiapane! Assist number 55, Noah Hanifin. And to number 19, Matthew Tkachuk. Time of the goal, 6:46.
Flames buzzing, looking for the go-ahead goal now. Bennett turns the puck over. Here comes Shore up the left wing side to center. Now across the Flames line. He's hip-checked by Yellison, though. The puck comes free in the near corner. And now Yellison steamrolls Silverberg. Well, we were told that he might not be the biggest guy, but Alexander Yellison is an aggressive, physical player, and we have seen that in his first two NHL games with the Flames.
That's his third hit of the day.
Here comes Dubé banging up the right wing side, but he puts himself and Bennett and Lucic offside. Big goal for Andrew Mangiapane. His first and nine, dating back to January 29th. And just keeps adding to the career highs, Lou.
He's going to be a good player for a long time. His progression this season, incredibly notable. Moved into a top six role for a long time and looks very much at home. There's some ups and downs, but way more ups than downs.
Always seems to be around the puck, doesn't he?
That's helpful.
Puck loose in the neutral zone. Gaudreau will grab it and drop it to Monahan. And he'll fire it in behind the Ducks' net. Larson back to get it. Lindholm has him lined up and gets a piece of him, but not a lot of him, as Gaudreau grabs it and gives it to Monahan. And he shoots, and Miller makes the save and then drops the puck for a split second, but is able to grab it before any Flames can get to it.
This is the line that needs to get going today. I would say that they're number four of four in terms of effectiveness. Excellent forecheck by Lindholm. And it ends up on the tape of Monahan, who spins looking for his 18th, but Miller fights through a screen and makes the save off the Flames' number 23.
Now Sean Monahan, pointless in four, goalless in five if you include today's contest. Out there for a face-off against Henrique. It's tossed out. Lindholm will step in for this draw to Miller's left. Lindholm wins it. Back to the right point to Brody. He'll shovel it in behind the Ducks' net. Manson gets there. It's contained by Lindholm. Puck ends up bouncing free, though, and is cleared out by Henrique. Brody's going to chop it back in from center. Here's Lindholm. Hampus, not Elias. Out to center ice ahead to Terry. Can't control the puck. Brody will pick it up and clear it out. And now Manson will wire one in on Talbot. He gloves the puck down to the ice and then sets it up for Brody up the far side. And Brody will try to stretch it out to Lindholm. Pass is broken up. And now Gaudreau gives it to Monahan. He comes in and shoots and misses the Ducks' net. Back to the right point to Lindholm. He plays it down low to Gaudreau. Stick handling behind Miller's net. Gaudreau centers it. Lindholm a one-timer and he just misses. Puck down the left point to Hanifin. He'll knock it in behind the Ducks' net. Lindholm diving, able to swat it into the corner to Manson, who bounces it by Hanifin and down the ice. This will be an icing call, and the Ducks won't be able to change, and they were hoping to. Manson arguing that it touched a Flames player on its way down the ice, but the linesman isn't buying.
Experience Flames, Hitman, and Roughnecks action from the comfort of a Scotiabank Saddledome suite. Rent one of those as part of an exclusive premium package. To inquire about watching one of those teams from your own rental suite, visit calgaryflames.com/premium.
Backlund wins an offensive zone draw. Hanifin will drop the puck to Tkachuk. He walks the Ducks line, comes up the right wing side, spins. And still has the puck on his stick. Tkachuk will drop it. Backlund shoots it. Miller makes the save, and the Ducks goaltender will hold on as we have passed the 9-minute mark of the second period here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. Shots on goal, 20 for the home team, 13 for the visiting Ducks, and on goals by Adam Henrique and Andrew Mangiapane at 5:53 and 6:46 respectively. The Flames and the Ducks are tied at one today.
In our keys to victory, singled out the Backlund line, who had been playing so well at a tough night against Chicago. They have been very good today and have supplied the Flames' lone goal.
Faceoff to Miller's left. Linesmen have been quick pulling the trigger finger and throwing guys out of the circle. Grant gets tossed. Brownie steps in for this faceoff versus Jankowski. And the Ducks win it. Larson will lift the puck up in the air off the stick of Grant and deep into the Flames zone. Shillington back to get it. He'll bank it off the end boards to Ellison. He tries to move it up the middle, but his pass skips past Jankowski, and Ritter will chase it into the Ducks zone. It's Jankowski who grabs it, though, and bats it up the near boards to Ronaldo. He leaves it in the near quarter for Ritter. Ritter will take it in behind Miller's net. He gets held up and drops the puck. Shillington with a shot, but it's blocked. And now here comes DeLaurier out to center ice. Shillington able to lift his stick and steal the puck. And now Yellowson takes over. Backhanded up the far boards to Ritter. He tries to chip it out. Doesn't on his first try. Does it a second. And now Jankowski pushes the puck ahead to Ronaldo. Larson gets back, though, and steals it from him. And now Holzer will leave it in behind the net for Larson. Gets away from the forechecking Ritter and slides it up the left wing side to DeLaurier. And he'll fire a shot right over top of the Flames net from just inside the blue line. Anderson back to get it. Feeds Hanifin near corner. Bounce it off the boards out to center to Lucic. Comes rumbling it up the right wing side, but has his pocket picked by Steele. And now Bennett tries to steal it back and does. He knocks it free for Dubé. Dubé trying to dance to the net. Loses the puck in the process. And here comes Gouley up the middle and out to center ice. And here's the Flames zone up the left wing side. Loses the puck. Finds it left point and shoots it. That's off of the stick of Shore and just wide. Shore will battle and get it back and play it in behind the net. But his pass eludes Steele. Lucic will grab it and drop it. Now Hanifin turns it over. Silverberg in front, shoots and scores. Another tough turnover for the Flames, and the Ducks make them pay. A beautiful move in tight by Jakob Silverberg, and it's 2-1 Anaheim.
I barely noticed Silverberg in the game in Anaheim earlier this week, but Noah Hanifin, a relatively routine-looking D-to-D option in his own zone, and he couldn't pull the trigger on the pass. Slides off his stick, Silverberg gobbles it up, makes a great backhand-to-forehand deke, and Silverberg, with his 18th of the year and his third goal in his last seven, is restored a one-goal Anaheim advantage.
And as Jeff Ward would say, another self-inflicted wound for the Flames. Ducks will shoot the puck in behind the net. And Steele will pick it up. Here's the go-ahead goal.
Silverberg, his 18th of the year, unassisted at 10:37.
While they're announcing the goal, puck gets through Talbot. Flames able to clear it out of harm's way, though, and out to center. And Backlund will lift it into the Duck zone from there. Mangiapane, Oliver Manson in the forecheck. Manson gives the puck to Raquel, who sends it out to center to Getzlaff, and the Ducks captain will dump it in from the red line. Brody back to get it behind the Flames net. Hit by Steele. As Backlund helps out. Moves the puck to Mangiapane, who bounces it off the boards to Backlund. And he'll feather a pass up the left wing side to Tkachuk as the Flames start to change on the fly. Tkachuk and beyond the net to Backlund. Getzlaff knocks it away from him. Raquel just got out of Kachuk's way, and the Tkachuk hits his own man Backlund, and the Ducks will clear it down the ice. Terry gets there first. They'll lock the puck in behind the Flames net to Richie. Swings into the far corner and plays it left point to Larson. Larson winds and fires, going for the five hole of Talbot, but it closes too quickly, and the goaltender will hold on. And we will take a timeout with 8:14 to play in the second period here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. A family day feud between the Flames and the Ducks, and on second period goals by Adam Henrique and Jakob Silverberg, sandwiching one by Andrew Mangiapane. It is Anaheim 2 and Calgary 1. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
For over 10 years, Iconic Electric and Controls has been proudly owned and operated from Western Canada, providing a broad range of electrical, instrumentation, and control services. Engineering firms, oil and gas facilities, industrial plants, and more have all experienced the value of Iconic. From start to finish, their approach guarantees quality by executing all projects with a commitment to their people, project integrity, and innovation. Iconic Electric and Controls is now hiring. Be part of a growing team and help make people's lives easier and better. For more, visit iconicec.ca.
Sports Drive at 5. Pinder and Klein on the drive home. Calgary's big sports stories on the radio, on the web, on the go, and always on your smart speaker. Big stories, breaking sports news, the best insiders, and even some healthy debates. Sports Drive at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber, the superheroes of plumbing and heating. Call 403-257-1766 or check them out online at PeteThePlumber.com for all your plumbing and heating needs. Sports Drive at 5, weekdays on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary.
Just over 8 minutes to play in the second period here at the Saddle Dome, where it's the Ducks 2 and the Flames 1 in this family day game. And now to get us caught up on what's going on elsewhere with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Two other games underway on the NHL ice right now. Florida Panthers have a 2-1 lead on the San Jose Sharks. That game is midway through the second period. Also midway through the second in Arizona. Coyotes up 1-0 on the New York Islanders. Western Hockey League, they're underway in Kelowna, where the Kelowna Rockets and Calgary Hitmen are scoreless midway through the first.
Faceoff coming up to Talbot's right. Monahan will take it for the Flames versus Henrique for the Ducks. Adam Henrique had 18 goals in 82 games last season. He's got 21 in only 59 games this season, including one this afternoon. Here comes Gaudreau up the right wing side. Centering it in front. Lindholm, a one-timer, and it's blocked by Fowler on the doorstep. Now Richie will take over. Bank it off the end boards up the near side to Gooley. Gooley sends it out to center, and Terry trying to bust through. It's cut off by Anderson. Good work by Anderson and Hanifin to take the puck away from Terry, who looked like he was going to split the defense there. Now we've got a penalty call coming up on the Ducks. Talbot races to the Flames bench, making an extra attacker on the ice, and it's Tkachuk as Anderson slides the left wing side to Monahan. He crosses the Ducks line. He inches his way towards the corner, and now gets pulled off the puck by Henrique, gets it back. Rims it around to Gaudreau, taps the puck right point to Anderson. He gives it back to Gaudreau. Gaudreau, down low to Monahan. Back to Gaudreau near half forwards. And now down low to Monahan in front. The pass bounces by Lindholm. And as Terry touches up, we've got a whistle and a Flames power play coming up.
Well, the Flames with a great chance. Their first power play netted very little today. And it is going to be Nick Ritchie, who has an assist this afternoon. A hook on Rasmus Anderson on his rush up the ice. Got his stick in his hands. And 37 of the Ducks will take a seat for the next couple of minutes.
Flames will start with their first power play unit. Monahan, Tkachuk, Lindholm, and Gaudreau, the four forwards. Hanifin, the one defenseman. Face off to Miller's right. Grant wins that draw versus his former teammate Monahan. And the puck is just cleared out by Lindholm. Hanifin will grab it at center and move it off the boards to Monahan, who reverses it to Hanifin. And he'll give the puck to Gaudreau, who starts the breakout. Gaudreau slaps the puck down the ice, and Tkachuk's going to beat out the icing call. He chips it in front. That was a set play, clearly, but it doesn't work. And the Ducks will dump the puck down the ice again. Gaudreau recovers it in behind Talbot's net. Stick handles past Silverberg, speeds across center. And now stick handles across the Ducks' blue line and drops to Monahan. Monahan goes rink wide to Tkachuk, right point. Back it up to Hanifin. Hanifin to Tkachuk. Top of the far circle. Gaudreau tries to force a pass. It's not there, but Hanifin holds it in. Gives it to Tkachuk. He goes across. Gaudreau with a shot. And Miller squeezes his pads together and keeps the puck out.
Quality puck movement side to side through the seams. Tkachuk whistled one cross ice to Gaudreau. Moved in on the left wing side. No real traffic. Relatively routine save off of Gaudreau by Ryan Miller.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's right with a minute 15 left in the penalty to Richie. 6:31 to play in the second period here at the Dome, where the Flames are down 2-1 on this family day game against the Ducks. Flames win the offensive zone faceoff. Here's Anderson, right point. He slides it in behind the net. Puck gets by Lucic, but is held in by Backlund, who drops to Mangiapane. Mangiapane to Backlund. In the far corner, he'll play it back to the blue line, but his pass bounces off the blade of Anderson's stick, and the Flames are going to have to reset inside of their own zone.
Anderson mad at himself. He slammed his stick down after it jumped over it.
Here comes Backlund. Slides it up the left wing side. It bounces over Lucic's stick now. Backlund in there with a forecheck, forcing Hulser off the puck. And the Ducks still clear it out as it gets by Dubé at the right point. And the puck will roll down the ice. And a few brew birds begin flying around Scotiabank Saddledome. Don't like the looks of this Flames power play today. Second unit, again with four forwards. Backlund, Dubé, Mangiapane, and Lucic. And one defenseman in Anderson as the Flames turn it over again. And Silverberg's going to flip it down the ice. Racing after it, Ashori catches up to it and shoots it and misses Talbot's net. You got to be careful with these Ducks when they're on the penalty kill. They have scored 10 shorthanded goals this season, which ties a franchise record and is second most in the NHL behind only the Senators, who have 12 shorties.
Imagine that Ottawa would lead the league with 12 shorthanded goals.
Oh, and that Anaheim's second, two of the lowest scoring teams in the league at even strength on the power play. Penalty is over as Flames are still trying to figure things out with a man advantage. And with 5:02 left in this second period, they still trail the Ducks 2-1. Flames can't clear. Getzlaff gloves the puck down and holds it in and leaves it for Fowler. But Brody's able to knock it out to the neutral zone. He'll catch up to it. And his pass to Gaudreau's knocked away. And here comes Richie and up the left wing side for the Ducks. He drops it. Getzlaff to Richie with a shot. Fought off by Talbot. Awkward looking save. And he's lost his stick as it pops out in front. But Lindholm's there. And he'll move the puck up the middle to Monahan. Monahan will cross the Ducks line and drop the Gaudreau. Gaudreau stick handles past Fowler. Tries a shot. Kicked out by Miller. Rebound. And Lindholm stop on the Ducks goaltender. Puck to the left point to Shillington. He shoots. That shot blocked by Getzlaff, who comes up limping. And he's calling for some help. He's really hurt. Here's Gaudreau. Gaudreau in the near circle. Shoots. It's stopped by Miller. And no rebound with Lindholm and Monahan looking for one. And Ryan Getzlaff. That one really stung him, Lou.
It did. He's still pinned over right down in front of our broadcast location. And looks like he'll be okay.
We'll take a break with 4:12 to play in the second period here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. Shots on goal, 25 for the Flames, 17 for the Ducks. But up on the scoreboard, it is Anaheim 2 and Calgary 1. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Honey, look at this floor plan from Shane Holmes. I think we can get everything that we've always wanted.
Yeah, we could bump out this nook
right.
And extend the island for our family get-togethers.
Which makes for a bigger ensuite upstairs.
His and her sinks. We can widen our garage.
Or widen our whole house.
Ah, this is great. Shane Holmes has flexible models we can customize to suit our family.
It doesn't get more personal than that.
Love it or customize it. Shane Holmes, the better way to build.
The best ritual of all. On Flames Home Game Days, it's Boomer's Game Day Ritual. We've got a trivia question. Think you know it? Text your answer to 960-960. You could win a $50 gift card to Madison's 1212 in the heart of Inglewood. 1212 9th Ave Southeast. Super close to the Dome. Before or after the game, enjoy craft food, beer, and a ride to every Flames home game. Madison's 1212 has all your details to get your ride on home game days. Boomer's Game Day Ritual for Madison's 1212. Only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary Flames Radio is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Flames only play here. Listen on 960 AM. Stream at sportsnet.ca/960. Use the Sportsnet or Radio Player Canada mobile apps. Always on your smart speaker. Home for your Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
We are the proud supporter of Kidsport Calgary, one of many. You can give the gift of sport and have a chance to win big by purchasing a ticket for Kidsport Calgary citywide 50-50 draw. For more info, visit kidsportcanada.ca/alberta/Calgary.
No goals in the first period. Adam Henrik and Jakob Silverberg have scored for the Ducks here in the second. Those two goals sandwiching one by the Flames' Andrew Mangiapane, and it is Anaheim 2 and Calgary 1 with just over 4 minutes left in the second period. Ducks win a defensive zone draw and clear it out. Now Bennett plays it back in. Lucic chasing. He'll poke it in beyond the Ducks' net. Manson goes awkwardly into the end boards, and he's slow to get up as he got all a little tangled up with Bennett. Ducks clear it out. Stone will move it ahead to Bennett. His pass is a bouncing behind Dubé, and Terry will take over. Plays the puck just into Flames territory. Stone tries to clear it out. Terry knocks it down and holds in it, but Bennett steals it from him and slides it ahead to Lucic at center. Crosses the Ducks' line and dishes it off to Dubé. Dubé trying to get to the puck, but scooped up by Lindholm in the near corner. He'll send it out to center ahead to Richie, who drops it back to Terry. He crosses the Flames line, tries a toe drag and a shot, bounces it to the net, loose puck, and it's knocked wide by Terry. Puck to the right point, held it at the line by Steele. Lays it across to Larson. Larson, a slap shot that misses on the short side. And now Hanifin pries the puck away from Steele and moves it up the middle ahead to Bennett. He slides a pass right wing side to Rinaldo. They'll chip the puck into the corner and chase it. Tries to hit Larson and misses him, but Reeder's going to dig the puck out for the Flames. Flips it in behind Miller's net. Larson beats him to it and gives it to Holzer, and he will clear it out and to the Flames' blue line. Here's Anderson right back into Rinaldo. Rinaldo protects the puck and shoots it. Gets stopped. Loose puck. Jankowski and Reeder both took swats at it and couldn't make contact. And now Steele will skate it out. Floated into the far corner. Shore, who catches up to it, cuts to the middle and shoots off the outside of the Flames' net. Here's Silverberg back to the left point. Gooley tries a shot, but his stick breaks in half. Turns into a pass to Shore, who centers it. Silverberg spins and throws it in front. Shore can't bury it. And now Steele misses Silverberg with a pass. Silverberg will grab it and drop it to Steele. Plays the puck left point to Fowler. Fowler across, and now a hard shot by Lindholm is blocked. Ducks looking for a two-tally lead here. Shore behind the net trying a wraparound to stop by Talbot. Shillington will catch up to the puck, but he can't clear it as Rowney keeps it in. And now it's the Ducks causing the Flames all kinds of trouble on the forecheck. Flames do eventually get it out. Mangiapane, who's got their only goal in this game, will shoot it in behind the Ducks' net. Kachuk will chase it. He's beaten there by Lindholm. He gives the puck to Fowler. And he slides it out to center to Grant. He'll flip it into the far corner. Brody gets there first, but he gets contained by Rowney in the corner. Brody kicks the puck to his stick. Gives it to Stone. He kicks the puck to his stick and moves it ahead to Kachuk, who weaves his way in. Kachuk up the left wing side, trying to work it out in front, but his pass is off a skate. And Delorier dodges the check from Mangiapane and then punches Mangiapane. Penalty call coming up against the Ducks.
Excellent work on the backtrack by Mangiapane. Used his size that time to get underneath the bigger Rowney. And Rowney didn't respond very well to having the puck stripped from him. But here's an area that has become costly today. The Flames' first two power plays have produced nothing more than actually momentum for the opponent. That's got to change right here.
You are right. I was just thinking the same thing. So Nicholas Delorier is in the penalty box. The Flames are on the power play for the third time today. And we've got a chance to tie this game at two with a minute and a half remaining in the second period. They start with their first unit. Lindholm will take the faceoff versus Henrik to Miller's left. Lindholm wins it. Back to the right point to Hanifin. He walks the line. Hanifin into the far circle to Gaudreau. He shoots, and that shot deflects off Lindholm and just misses going in. Might have hit the goalpost, as a matter of fact. Here's Gaudreau, far halfboards. Walks into the corner, goes down low. Lindholm trying to jam it in. It's loose in the blue paint, and Miller's got it.
Well, Ryan Miller's been a factor. Not a huge factor, but he's made all the saves he's had to. That wasn't easy. Is Johnny Gaudreau, who just hit, I believe, the crossbar previously, ends up looking down low. Lindholm had some room in behind the defense. He dragged it from his forehand to get a shot away from in tight, and Miller stayed strong on the right pad against the post and kept it out as Lindholm trying to extend his current point streak to 11 games, which if he gets there today would be a career high.
Face off to Miller's right. Grant wins the draw versus Monahan. Lindholm will slap it up the near side. Gaudreau gloves it down and keeps it in and gives it to Hanifin. Hanifin will float it up the far side to Kachuk. Has to go down low, but pass intended for Lindholm's intercepted by the other Lindholm. Doesn't get to Elias, but does get to Hampus, who shoots it down the ice. Gaudreau will grab it. We're into the final 50 seconds of the period now as Gaudreau weaves his way across the Ducks line and leaves it left wing side for Monahan. Monahan will rim the puck into the near corner to Kachuk. It's by him, but is held in right point by Lindholm, who taps it to Kachuk, and he drops to Hanifin. Hanifin far half boards to Gaudreau. Back to the blue line to Hanifin, left point. Top of the near circle. Lindholm shoots. That shot blocked by Grant. Kachuk will pick it up in the near corner and play it right point to Lindholm again. Lindholm over to Hanifin. Far circle to Gaudreau. Spins away from Manson. And now walks towards the net. Gaudreau shoots. That shot right into the chest protector of Miller. No rebound, and he'll hold on as Kachuk and Lindholm get into it after the whistle.
Well, teams, by and large, against this power play unit, they're happy to send the Flames to the Gaudreau side and then take away the middle, which leaves them most of the time with nothing more than a Johnny Gaudreau shot off the flank. They're happy to give that one up. They know what a very dangerous passer Johnny is, but they're okay with giving him the shot from the flank.
You know what, though? I think he has to shoot the puck more because otherwise teams just cheat pass on him all the time.
Well, you do, and it can also supply rebounds.
Flames got their second power play unit out there, but turn the puck over, and Silverberg will slap it down the ice. Jakob Silverberg scoring the go-ahead goal in this game. 10:37 into the second period. It's still 2-1 Ducks. Lucic, a long shot that misses Miller's net. There's the horn, which signals the end of the second period here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. The Flames will take a 30-second power play into the third, but they've got some work to do. They trail the Ducks 2-1 on Family Day.
Well, the Flames with 19 second period shots, so they had it a lot, and they were around the Ducks' net a lot. Fine period for Ryan Miller, and the Flames with two difficult turnovers that both ended up in the back of their net.
Flames 0 for 3 on the power play. That's certainly been a factor, although the third one looked better than the first two. We'll see if they can pick up where they left off in the third. They are 1 for 1 on the penalty kill, though, and it is powered by GSL Cadillac. You can still get unbelievable savings on remaining 2019 Cadillacs and save up to $24,000. There's no better time to get behind the wheel of a Cadillac, only at GSL Cadillac. All right, let's head down to the Ducks dressing room where Will Nault is standing by.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Outside the Anaheim room with Sam Steele. Sam, I guess just looking the way you guys played these guys just a few days ago, how do you like the first 40 for your group tonight?
Yeah, I think we've done a lot of good things. You know, I think we got a limit. We don't want to go on the penalty kill anymore. It's a big one, but other than that, we've been doing a pretty good job and just got to keep it going into the third, get better.
Certainly a good start to your trip in Vancouver. What's important, I guess, on the road, especially against this Flames team who can turn it up offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think a whole lot changes. You want to play the same way every night, but I think you need to be extra good with the puck on the road, you know, with them getting last change and everything and getting the matchups they want. So, we just got to be really good with the puck here in the third. We don't need any more, but not going to back off either.
Last one for you. I'm sure you get asked this a lot, but pretty fun coming back to Alberta. I know it's probably busier for you in Edmonton, but nice to be in Calgary.
Yeah, it's whenever you can get as close to home as possible, it's nice. Played in this rink a lot in junior, so it's good to be back for sure.
Thanks, Dust. Good luck.
Thank you.
Sam Steele of the Anaheim Ducks as the Ducks lead the Flames 2-1 after 40. Back upstairs to Pat Steinberg.
Thank you very much, Will. So no scoring in period number one. All your goals so far tonight have come in the second period. This afternoon have come, rather, in the second period. Two for the Ducks and one for the Flames.
We should do a fine jar for afternoon games where if
every
we
time
say
you
tonight,
say tonight.
Yeah, we get fined.
I've only done it twice.
Donate the money to charity. I think I've done it twice as well. Lose
zero for me, but I spilt my pop. So that's
a $100 fine.
That's a bigger fine.
You really need to focus on making sure that you don't say tonight in a day game. It's a focus thing, I think.
That is Pat Steinberg making fun of our boss, Kelly Kirsch, in case you're wondering what the heck that is. One goal on 30 shots for the Flames in the first two periods today. We'll see if they can do better as we approach tonight here in Calgary as they trail the Ducks by a count of 2-1 through two periods of play. Looking forward to the third period. We will bring it to you from the Peter Maher Radio Broadcast Booth, sponsored by South Point Toyota. South Point Toyota's Zero Liquidation Sales event is on now. Get 0% financing on every Toyota and pay $0 for fuel for a year. It's time to Toyota, under the tower at South Point Toyota.
All right, coming up in the second intermission tonight, we'll take another look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Flames 40 after 40 features one of the best to ever go between the pipes for the Calgary Flames. But up next, your second period summary as the Flames trail the Ducks 2-1 after 40. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The future of SUVs has arrived. The all-new 2024 Escape with available head-up display technology and best-in-class second-row legroom. It's built for the future. Trust me, I know. I'm a robot. Ha. Ha. Ha.
You heard her. Lease the 2020 Ford Escape SE all-wheel drive for 40 months at 3.49% APR with $3,000 down. That's only $187 every 2 weeks. Visit your local Ford store or Ford.ca.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames trail the Anaheim Ducks 2-1 after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Time for the second period scoring summary. No scoring in period number one. Didn't get our first goal this afternoon until about 6 minutes in to period number two.
As the Flames turn it over, comes Henrique. He's got a break. Henrique into the backhand. Scores! Adam Henrique able to squeeze the puck past Cam Talbot. He scores the opening goal of the game, 25 minutes and 53 seconds in. It is 1-0 Ducks.
Bad line change for the Flames allows Henrique to break in all alone. His 21st from Troy Terry and Nick Ritchie comes at 5:53. So a 1-0 lead for the Ducks, but that lead only lasted 53 seconds.
Here's Hanifin with a shot stopped by Miller, and they score! Andrew Mangiapane picks up the rebound and buries it. And the Flames have tied the game at one.
Number 11 on the season for Mangiapane. Noah Hanifin, Matthew Tkachuk, the assist at 6:46. Just like that, we were tied 1-1. But another mistake for Calgary ends up in the back of their net a few minutes later.
Lucic will grab it and drop it. Now Hanifin turns it over. Silverberg in front, shoots and scores. Another tough turnover for the Flames, and the Ducks make them pay. A beautiful move in tight by Jakob Silverberg, and it's 2-1 Anaheim.
For Silverberg, his 18th of the season. That's an unassisted marker at 10:37. That's why the Ducks lead by one after 20. Second period shots were 18-10 Calgary. After 40 shots are 30-20 in favor of the Flames. Calgary 0-for-1 on the power play in the second period. They're 0-for-2 tonight, and they also have 30 seconds of power play time to kick off period number 3. No second period power plays for Anaheim. They are 0-for-1 tonight, and the Ducks lead 2-1 after 40 minutes of play. 0-for-1 this afternoon, rather, and they lead 2-1 after 40. That's your second period summary. We're live in the Peter Marr broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota and the Zero Liquidation Sales Event, where you can get free winter tires and free tire storage. It's time to Toyota under the Toyota Tower. We've got Matty Rose up next with Flames 40 after 40. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's a whole new season, and the game has changed. Are you ready? Neutral Vodka Soda. New flavors. No added sugar. No preservatives. And 0 grams of carbs. Neutral. The official vodka and vodka soda of the NHL.
Wednesdays on Binder and Steinberg, the snow show goes live in the 2 p.m. hour. Downhill skiing and snowboarding are always on the snow show. Great tips on equipment, the best places for a snow getaway, and even a check on how Team Canada's doing on the various circuits this winter. Binder has it all on the snow show. Brought to you by Lewis Performance Center. Make your ski experience all that it can be with skis, boots, and accessories which are custom fit to your needs and performance. Details always at lewis.ca. Get ready for winter with the snow show right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames trail the Anaheim Ducks 2-1 after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Stay with us during tonight's post-game show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will make a donation to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details.
This is the Calgary Flames 40 after 40 with Matt Rose on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
A look at the career of Mika Kiprusoff, a native of Turku, Finland, played his junior with TPS in his hometown for 93, 94, and 94, 95 as a 17 and 18-year-old. Most of his action with the junior Finnish league, but playing at 4 games with the men as an 18-year-old going 3-1. The Sharks would take Kipper at the 95 entry draft in the 5th round, 116th overall, but he played one more season in Finland, mostly with TPS Turku, posting a 5-3-1 record with the men. Played 3 games for Finland at the World Juniors in 95 and 96, but the Finns did not medal. And Kiprusoff would leave Finland to play in Sweden's top league with AIK for his 21st and 22-year-old seasons. In 96-97, he played 42 of 50 games, and they went to the league semifinals. But 97-98, he would start 43, but his club only had 13 wins, so he went back to the Finnish top league and dominated for TPS. 26-6-6 with a 1.85 goals against and 4 shutouts, winning the award for the league's top goalie. TPS would win their 7th championship that year, and Kipper took home the Jari Kurri Award for most valuable player in the playoffs before joining Finland for the World Championships, but Finland took home silver. Kipper then came to North America for the 99-2000 season, played with the Sharks AHL affiliate, the Kentucky Thoroughblades. He went 23-19-4 and had the league's fourth best goals against at .248 with a .924 save percentage, earning him an invitation to the AHL All-Star Game and helping Kentucky to their first division title. Kipper began the 2000-2001 season in Kentucky. He went 19-9-6 with a couple of shutouts in his first 39 games, earning a second straight start at the AHL All-Star Game, and after that, an NHL recall, March 5th, 2001. His first win came March 29th against the Ducks while he relieved Evgeny Nabokov, and his first start came the final game of the regular season, a 4-1 win over those same Ducks. His postseason debut came in Game 3 of the first round that year as he relieved Evgeny Nabokov, who had allowed 5 on 21, and Kipper started Games 4 and 5. He won Game 4, stopping 39 of 41 shots to become the first Finnish-born goalie to win an NHL playoff game, but lost Game 5 3-2, and Nabokov started the deciding Game 6, which the Sharks would lose, allowing Kiprusoff to play three games for Finland at the 2001 World Championships, where Finland won silver. He began on 102 with the Sharks, but was sent to the AHL briefly to get his game right, finished the season 10th in Calder voting, 7-6-3, 9-1-5 save percentage, 2-4-9 goals against, and a couple of shutouts, but Nabokov held out for a new contract starting the next year. Kiprusoff had a chance to start the season, but he struggled. The goals against over 5 early on, forcing the Sharks to sign Nabokov, and Kipper's season didn't go well. He ended 5-14. Returned for 03-04, but Vesa Toskala was also on the scene, so Kipper was traded to Calgary for a second-round pick in November with the Flames in need due to a Roman Turek injury. The trade turned out well for both clubs. That pick turned into Mark Edward Vlasic, but dividends came immediately for the Flames as Kipper won his first start 2-1 against the Habs, and he was lights out until December when he sprained his MCL, forcing him to miss 4 weeks. But his strong play continued upon returning from injury. He helped Calgary end an 8-year playoff drought, shutting out the Coyotes 1-0 to clinch a playoff spot in the second-last game of the regular season. In the playoffs, Kipper won 15 games, 5 of them via shutout, but the Flames could not earn that final win against the Lightning. He finished the year second in Vezina voting to Marty Brodeur, despite a .933 save percentage and .169 goals against in 38 games, which were the best marks in the league. The lockout year saw Kiprusoff go back to Sweden's top league, but he returned to fine form with the NHL back for 05-06, winning the Vezina trophy. He played the most minutes, had the most shutouts with 10, the top goals against with a 2.07 and a 42-20-11 record, breaking Vernon's franchise record of 39 wins. The 06-07 season, he would break Dan Bouchard's franchise record with his 21st shutout, while recording yet another 40-win season, but the Flames were eliminated in the first round both those years. Kipper had been a Vezina finalist for 3 straight years, and in that time, he had been always the type of player to give us highlight reel calls such as these.
Bieksa, his shot tipped in front, loose! Oh my goodness! And somehow that stayed out too! They're on their feet in Calgary!
There's no way that puck stays out.
How does that not go in? Ryan Smith in front! My goodness! Of all the great saves I've seen Mika Kiprusoff make, that might be as good as any.
Comes back, Letestu into the glove of Kiprusoff. His biggest save of the game as he goes around the world with it.
Calls from friends of the station, Peter Labardius, Rob Kerr, and even a little Charlie Simmer in there too. Kipper had been a Vezina finalist for 3 straight years, but that changed in 07-08. He slipped to 5th while starting in a ridiculous 76 games, leading the league in shots faced under new head coach Mike Keenan. At 32 for 08-09, his numbers dipped. He had 45 wins, including his 200th, on March 18th, 2009, a 2-1 victory over the Stars. Brent Sutter took over for 09-2010. Kipper started 71 games, 5 less than the previous year, which saw his numbers all return to top 10 in the league, but the Flames missed the playoffs. He would start another 71 the next year, but even that workload couldn't get Calgary into the postseason. Kipper went 37-24-6 with a .906 and .263 goals against, both well above his career averages. The highlight of the year for Mika was a 4-0 shutout win over the Canadiens in the Heritage Classic as he became the first goalie to record a shutout outdoors. 2011-2012, the final full year for Kipper in the NHL, 68 starts, 35-22-11, becoming the 27th goalie to record 300 wins with a 4-3 victory over his former team, the Sharks. A knee injury forced him to miss time in 2012-2013, but he returned to record his 300th win as a Flame, also in a win over the Sharks. He finished the year 8-14-2 and then retired in September of 2013 as the Flames franchise leader in wins with 305, shutouts with 41, games played by a goaltender with 576. He also holds the Flames' top mark for career goals against and save percentage for goalies who have played at least 10 games as a Flame with a 9-1-3 and a 2-4-6. Might not have won a Stanley Cup, but for years, he and Jerome gave hope to a fan base, and he also went 25-11-9 with three shutouts in the regular season against the Ducks.
Matty Rose with another edition of Flames 40 After 40 today, featuring Mika Kiprusoff. We are after 40 minutes of play here at the Scotiabank Saddledome. The Flames trail the Anaheim Ducks 2-1. Time to re-enter the neutral zone now, brought to you by Neutral Vodka Soda. It's a whole new season with Neutral Vodka Soda. No sugar, no preservatives, and 0 grams of carbs. Welcome to the neutral zone. Taking a look at how defensively engaged and just the defensive details for the Flames. And for the most part, they've been very good in that regard, except for two bad decisions. One of them a bad line change that ends up in the back of their net, and one of them a really bad turnover from Noah Hanifin in his own zone. Those have both ended up in Calgary's net. Otherwise, Flames have been pretty buttoned up defensively. They've allowed just 5 high danger chances at 5-on-5 per natural stat trick, which is a pretty good number through 40 minutes of play. And we'll see if they can get that one back as we go to period number 3 shortly. That's your look inside the neutral zone, brought to you by Neutral Vodka Soda. Flames trail 2-1. Next up, out of town scoreboard. This is Calgary Flames hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Alpine Credits.
Hi there. I'm looking for a home renovation loan.
Wow, that's quite the voice.
I'm a professional voice actor.
Great. I'm not threatened. Do you own your home?
Indeed. Am I approved?
Yes, you're approved.
Approved.
Yes, approved. Okay, this ad is over.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
But if you have a great voice, please don't make our loan specialist feel insecure. We need him.
Alpine Credits.
Some conditions apply.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames trail the Ducks 2-1 after 40. Welcome back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Now the out-of-town scoreboard for Envision Custom Renovations. Two other games underway on the NHL ice right now. After 40, Panthers lead the San Jose Sharks 2-1. Arizona Coyotes up 1-0 on the New York Islanders. That's a 1-0 game after 40. Out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. When you're thinking renovation, call the experts that have worked with HGTV's Jonathan and Drew Scott on the Property Brothers. For more information, check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. Flames start the third period with 30 seconds of power play time. They trail the Ducks 2-1 after 40. Derek and Lubo with your third period play-by-play in 30 seconds. This is Calgary Flames hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Andrew Antropani. I got my Tacoma at Country Hills Toyota.
All the great shop at the giant Country Hills Toyota. You can be next. Country Hills Toyota is the home of the Great Fleet Pricing Event. Get 3 years prepaid maintenance, $8,000 cash back, a free starter at winter tires, 0% on every Toyota, and free gas up to $2,000. Think Toyota. Think the giant Country Hills Toyota, where your favorite players like Andrew Antropani shop. It's time to Toyota. Visit chtoyota.com.
The third period of Calgary Flames Radio starts now. Here is Derek Wills on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Adam Henrique and Jakob Silverberg have scored for the Ducks. Andrew Mangiapane for the Flames. And following 40 minutes here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary on Family Day, it is the Ducks 2 and the Flames 1. And when leading following 40 minutes this season, the Ducks 22-2. When trailing through two periods of play, the Flames 6-23-2, but in the tight Pacific Division and Western Conference playoff race, Calgary desperately needs to find a way to come back and pick up a point or two versus Anaheim today. Third period has started. The Flames wearing their Heritage Classic white retro jerseys, moving from right to left on your radios to play this third period. The Ducks with their third jerseys on, they're orange, and they're moving from left to right. Flames did start the third period with a power play, but can't convert on it, and are now 0-for-3 on the night, or the day. I'm going to find myself again. Here's Lindholm up the far side to Getzlaff, and the Ducks captain will clear the puck to center. Ryan Getzlaff has been quiet in the last couple of games, but 61 points in 57 career games against the Flames, including today. Here comes Bennett up the left wing boards. Bennett with a toe drag and a shot partially blocked by Fowler. Good stick by the Ducks defenseman there. Bennett gets the puck back. We've got a whistle and a penalty call coming. This will be on the Flames. And Jeff Ward won't be happy with it because they were in the offensive zone and looking a little dangerous. And now Milan Lucic is going to head to the penalty box.
Milan Lucic along the right wing boards, I believe, against the former London Knight star Max Jones. Ooh, takes a holding penalty. And Lucic can't believe it. And upon second glance, I can understand why he's not very happy. It's funny, when I saw originally, I thought it, there was more of a grab than when I rewatched on the replay.
It has showed Dallas Eakins up on the Sportsnet West feed, and I'm pretty sure he said, wow, when he was watching the replay. But he'll take the power play, the Ducks second of the game. The Flames have Jankowski and Lindholm at forward. Brody and Stone on defense to start the penalty kill as Grant, the former Flame, will bring it in for the Ducks and drop it right wing side to Steele. Steele goes down low to Grant. Bats the puck into the far corner to Raquel. Raquel spins and plays it left point to Fowler. Fowler across the Getzlaff. He walks in and shoots that shot. Blocked. Puck bounces up into the air. And Steele sees it and plays it right point to Fowler. He walks the line. Goes top of the near circle. Getzlaff trying to push it in front to Grant. Misses him. And now Jankowski's going to steal the puck and weave his way out to center. Jankowski one on four. It's squeezed off the puck. Here comes Raquel right back in with it. They'll leave it right point for Getzlaff. Getzlaff throws it into the skates of Steele, who's in a pretty good shooting position there. That's a break for the Flames. And they'll clear the puck down the ice. Another out of his net with a weak pass. Almost picked off by Backlund. And Fowler will take over in behind the Ducks' net. And give it to Getzlaff. Returns the puck to Fowler with now 50 seconds left in the Lucic penalty. Just over 2 minutes into the third period here at the Saddle Dome. Flames down 2-1 as Reeder steals the puck and one hands it into the near corner and catches up to it. Reeder spun off the puck by Fowler. Still in there battling for it. Backlund waiting for the puck to pop out of the pile of players. It does squirt loose, but right to Terry, who scampers up the right wing side and across center. He enters the Flames zone and moves it left wing boards to Richie. Richie squeezed off the puck by Anderson. And Backlund will grab it, but he can't clear it. It's held in by Lindholm. Lindholm will back up to the blue line and slip it near side to Silverberg. He banks it off the boards back to Lindholm, right point. He walks the Flames blue line, returns the puck to Silverberg. Silverberg shoots, and that shot goes off a stick. Up over the glass and out of play.
Excellent shift on the penalty kill by Tobias Reeder. Unfortunately, when the Ducks enter the zone, Michael Backlund had a lot of ice to try to clear the puck, but he put it right on the tape of Hampus Lindholm, who's been around it today. But the Flames able to block a shot. See if they can win a draw here with 8 seconds left in the Lucic holding penalty.
He's off to Talbot's left. Monahan does win the draw, but the Ducks steal the puck to Laurier. Slides it right point to Lindholm and gives it back to DeLaurier. He goes down low, but his pass bounces by Grant. And Brody will pick it up, but he can't clear it out. DeLaurier shoots and scores! Nicholas DeLaurier with a seeing eye shot from the far boards, and the puck sails right over the glove of Cam Talbot, right into the top corner of the Flames net, and the Ducks have a 3-1 lead.
Tough break as the Flames aren't hard enough on the clear. Brody kind of fans on it, and DeLaurier, the one-time Buffalo Sabre, fires it at the net, and it goes off, I believe, the skate of Michael Stone, and goes straight up into the far top corner, right off the shoe top of Michael Stone and in, and now the deficit is 2.
Another great example of why putting pucks on net is never a bad idea.
Number 20, Nick DeLaurier, his third of the year. Assisted, time of the goal, 3:05.
And that's 2 unassisted goals by the Ducks in this game, and they've got a 2-goal lead. Here's Anderson, behind the net to Gaudreau. Flames looking for a good bump-up shift. Gaudreau centers it. Lindholm shoots it and whips it wide of the Ducks' net. Puck to the left point to Shillington. Slides it across to Anderson. Anderson is shot through some traffic. Punched up the far boards by Miller. DeLaurier trying to clear a can. Anderson holds the puck in right point. Slides it down low. Gaudreau trying to win a battle with Manson. Puck ends up bouncing away from both of them. And now into the skates of Lindholm along the far boards. Now it'll pop out of the pile. Right to Lindholm in front of the Ducks' net. He gives it to Rowney. Tries to chip it past Shillington, but Shillington with that good set of wheels gets there first and will take over in his own territory. We just passed the four-minute mark of the third period here at the Saddle Dome. Where it's the Ducks 3 and the Flames 1. Here comes Backlund. Across the Ducks line, he drops Tkachuk, shoots Miller, the save! He bobbles the puck a bit, but was able to get his glove on it before any Flames can get their sticks on it.
Miller took a bit of a look in behind him as he makes his 30th save of the day. Flames hit the line with numbers, driving the middle. Backlund kicks off to the backhand side for Tkachuk, and he moves into the circle, and Miller with another good save.
Kaprizov coming up to Miller's right. Backman will take the draw for the Flames versus Getzlaff. Of course, for four seasons, the star of the Calgary Hitmen in this building. Now in his 15th NHL season, 10th as Ducks captain. He wins the defensive zone draw, and Holzer will shoot the puck down the ice. Icing nullified as Jones gets in there first. Jones wins the battle with Yellison and slides it in behind the net to Raquel. Raquel stripped to the puck by Hanifin. Getzlaff will grab it, though, and play it left point. And now Larson gives it back to Getzlaff. Back to Larson with a shot, and he just slaps it wide. Now Raquel on the wraparound is stopped by Talbot. The Flames needed their goaltender to make that save. And Backman will chase the puck into the duck zone. He doesn't pick it up. Mangiapane does. Dangles in. Mangiapane scores! Roll the highlight reel. What a goal by Andrew Mangiapane. His second of the game, and it is 3-2.
And if ever there was a goal scorer's goal, it was that one. So the Flames, they take advantage of a turnover. Mangiapane jumps off the left wing boards to the middle of the ice on his backhand, and then just walks by the defender, Larson, waits for Miller to go down, and shoves it over top of him into the top shelf. Second multi-goal game of the year for number 88.
End of the afternoon, scored by number 88, Andrew Mangiapane! His 12th of the year, unassisted, 446. Mangiapane's unassisted goal at 446.
Well, the Flames got a big save at one end from Cam Talbot, and then a big goal at the other from Andrew Mangiapane, and it's a one-goal game again. They've cut the Ducks' lead down to 3-2.
Oh, they needed that in a huge way.
Still lots of time left. 15:06 to play in the third. As the Ducks win a defensive zone face-off, and Shore will lift the puck up in the air and out. But Stone plays it back into Bennett, who comes up the right wing side, cuts to the middle, and scores! Just 9 seconds after Andrew Mangiapane makes it 3-2, Sam Bennett rips the puck over the glove of Ryan Miller, and the Flames have tied this game at 3.
Well, Michael Stone makes a good play in the neutral zone. He knocks it down. He quickly relays it to Sam Bennett. Sam's working off the right wing boards. There's that cut on the edges. Little bit of a Brendan Gooley screen, and he whistles his third in the last two games underneath the bar and in, and we are even at 3.
And the Ducks have called the timeout. Confidence is an incredible thing, isn't it? And we've seen it from so many Flames of late. What not having it can do and what having it can do. Between Michael Backlund and Andrew Mangiapane and Sam Bennett and Mark Jankowski, a bunch of Flames getting off the schneid offensively of late. And Sam Bennett, with another point, now has 7 in his last 9 games. And a big goal for the Flames in this one as they have drawn even with the Ducks and tied things up at 3.
Excellent cut to the middle. And upon further review on the Sportsnet replay, fired that blistering wrister right through Gooley's legs into the top part of the goal.
Scored by number 93, Sam Bennett!
From the Ducks back in, Henrique with a shot, and it's blockered aside by Talbot.
Bennett from Stone at 5:05.
Ducks trying to get that goal back. Flames do come up with the puck. Lindholm slides it ahead to Anderson, who finds Gaudreau streaking it up the left wing side. He'll stop and float the puck into the far corner. Monahan and Anderson in there fighting forward in the forecheck, but it's picked up by Richie, who clears it out to center. And now Raquel slides it right wing boards to Manson, who crosses the Flames' blue line and dumps it in before making a left-hand turn and heading to the Ducks' bench to change. You can tell it's a young crowd here at Scotiabank Saddledome this afternoon for this Family Day game. Lou, as we hear some Go Flames Go chants.
Yeah.
Here comes Ducks chants as Jones got a backhand shot away, turned aside by Talbot. Now gets left. Left point to Gooley. Gooley, a shot fought off by Talbot, and he's got the puck in his glove and will hold on. And now a pile up in front of the Flames net. Ryan Getzlaff has dropped his gloves, trying to get at anybody wearing white.
Well, Sam Bennett is who he's closest to with a grab on. They will be separated. Derek, after the timeout, two bad shifts for the Flames after two quick goals to tie it. That just, you have to manage it better. And fortunately, their goaltender bails them out, or it would have been 4-3 Anaheim.
Well, Cam Talbot, despite giving up three goals in this game, has made some 10 Bell saves. And Ryan Miller's been the busier of the two guys. He's faced 35 shots. He's given up three goals as well. The Ducks had a 3-1 lead, but the Flames have battled back on goals by Andrew Mangiapane and Sam Bennett. My math was a little bit off. Those two goals coming 19 seconds apart at 4:46 and 5:05. And Calgary and Anaheim are even at three. Back with more of period number three here at Scotiabank Saddledome in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hockey fans are gearing up at NHLShop.ca, the official online store of the National Hockey League. And the largest assortment of NHL fan gear anywhere, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by fanatics and authentic fan gear, the latest styles from every NHL team and all the players you love. Don't wait, shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.ca, a fanatics experience.
Derek Wills, voice of the Calgary Flames. Weekday mornings, Derek joins Will Nall to get everybody up to date on the Flames. The game that was, the game coming up, who's in and who's out. Derek's with the team all the time. Find out the inside info on your Calgary Flames. Wills in the morning, 9:05 weekdays, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Brought to you by SML Entertainment, making family time more exciting with pool tables, pinball, ping pong, beachcomber, and Caldera hot tubs, and more. Visit smlentertainment.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
When a Flame player scores three in a game, it's a boot trick, and a lucky customer will win a new pair of boots from the Alberta Boot Company. Enter in store. Alberta Boot. Great Western wear and cowboy boots. Two blocks east of McLeod Trail on 50th Avenue.
Lots of Flames players have scored two goals in recent games. Nobody's gotten to three yet, but Andrew Mangiapane with a chance to do that today. He's got his 11th and 12th goals of the season. Sam Bennett's got his 8th, and the Flames and the Ducks are tied at 3 here on Family Day in Calgary. Ducks win an offensive zone draw. Here's a shot by Gooley from the left point that misses by a mile. Puck held in right point by Fowler, who feeds Steele. Steele gets squeezed off the puck by Anderson. Sure, will keep it in. It's backhanded to behind the net. Talbot out to get it. Clears it up. The near board's not out. Lucic knocks it down, but he can't get it out either. Silverberg keeps it in, but then gives it right back to Lucic, who gives it right back to Silverberg, who moves the puck into the far corner. Ends up popping out of a pile of players. Duschling, who spins away from one forechecker and then gives it away to Shore. Now Silverberg takes it free, Shore drops it. Steele tries to move it in front, but his pass is picked off by Dubé. Sends the puck out to center ahead to Lucic. Lucic with a nifty pass ahead to Dubé, who speeds in. Dubé shoots and rips the puck over top of Miller's net. And it'll ricochet off the end boards and all the way into Flames territory.
Good play by Dubé in his own zone to help his team out of a stressful situation.
Here's Yellison, a hard pass up the middle. Backlund overskates it. Mangiapane picks it up and centers it. Good shot. Dangles in front and loses it. Now Brody shoots it. Bouncing puck. And it ends up popping into the far corner. Tkachuk tried to go between his legs again and didn't really get much of a shot off there. Looks good, but it works. Didn't work that time. Advance it up the right wing side to center. They'll float the puck in behind the Flames net with just under 12 and a half to play in the third period here at the Dome, where it's 3-3 on Family Day. Brody trying to clear it out. Moves it ahead to Tkachuk. Drops it back to Mangiapane, and he'll make a pass to Backlund, who skates it across center and into Ducks territory. Backlund and up the right wing side, loses it, finds it, centers it, looking for Mangiapane, but the puck's wrestled away from him by Manson. Backlund holds it in for the Flames, though. Tries a saucer pass, ends up bouncing back to him. And now he'll fire it into the far corner to Mangiapane. Mangiapane gets away from Manson, centers it in front. His pass bounces by Backlund. Back to the right point to Anderson. Anderson to Hanifin with a shot off the blocker of Miller. Up over the glass and out of play.
You don't have to look long for the best Flames trio today, do you?
Not close.
Not even close. And they stay right on it, force a couple of defensive zone turnovers. Mangiapane, Tkachuk, and Backlund. And I know Michael Backlund is not at 100% today. He left the rink yesterday before practice started, and you could tell he was feeling it, but he has sucked it up today and played well.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's right. Jankowski wins it. Reeder will tap the puck left point to Brody. Brody shoots through some traffic and misses the Ducks' net. Now Grant will knock it out to the neutral zone. Rowney drops to Getzlaff. The Ducks' captain will float the puck into the far corner. Stone hits Rowney along the end boards and knocks it loose for Jankowski. He gives the puck to Reeder, who plays the rink wide to Brody. And he's going to lift it up in the air into the Ducks' zone. And Larson will get there first in the far corner. Takes a hit from Reeder as he moves it across to Holzer. And now Holzer gives it away. Reeder shoots off the goalpost! He beat Miller and rang it right off the iron to the goaltender's left. And now it's floated out in front of the Ducks' net. Miller will blocker the puck up the near boards to Rowney. He backs it up to Larson. And he slides it left wing side over to Holzer, who clears it out and into Flames territory.
That turnover by Rowney, forced by the Flames, almost ends up in a Tobias Reeder go-ahead goal.
Here comes Dubé across the red line. He'll rim the puck around. Miller knocks it down, though. Goaltender tries to clear it out. Can Anderson holds it in and drops to Dubé, but he has his pocket picked by fellow number 29. Shore clears the puck to center. Hanifin will take over. Move it up the far side to Dubé. Dubé loses it. Silverberg finds it. He gets bumped down by Dubé as Hanifin will pick the puck up and play it just into the duck zone. And there it's cleared out by Lindholm. Ahead to Shore, who dumps it in from just inside the Flames' blue line. Talbot will grab it, give it to Anderson. He turns it over to Shore in the far corner. Anderson battling hard to get it back. Does knock the puck loose, and now Bennett scoops it up and skates it up the right wing side out to center. Anderson leaves it for Backlund. Backlund will skate up the right wing side, now cut to the middle. He crosses the red line and now the Ducks' blue line and leaves it left wing boards for Lucic. Lucic will play it left point to Anderson. Anderson walks the Ducks' blue line. It goes top of the far circle to Mangiapane. He drops to Anderson. Anderson gives it back to Mangiapane, far half boards, and he goes down low to Lucic. Lucic banks it off the boards to Anderson, right point. Anderson has shot. It gets knocked down in front. Mangiapane trying to poke it in, can't. And now Dubé will corral it in the far corner. Dubé protecting the puck. Gets away from Larson. Does some twisting and turning. Centers Mangiapane, a shot off a skate and just wide. Came close to completing his hat trick there. Ducks will clear it up the boards, not out. Backlund holds it in left point for the Flames. A lock it in behind the net. Lucic will chop it up the fireboards to Dubé. Dubé with a backhand shot or pass that's knocked down by Steele. The Ducks are back to full strength with just over 3 minutes left in the third period. And the Flames on the strength of four unanswered third period goals, leading 5-3 on Family Day. Puck to the left point. Here's Gouley. Gouley with a shot that's blocked by Brody. And he'll lob the puck up in the air and into the duck zone. Gouley being harassed by Lindholm. Coughs it up. Monahan will pick it up and give it to Gaudreau. He shoots and Miller makes the save.
Well, anytime right now you can spend at that end of the rink another offensive zone faceoff. The Ducks maybe have hit a bit of a wall here in a back-to-back situation. They've made some uncharacteristic mistakes, some awful turnovers that have helped the Flames' causes greatly in this four-goal third period.
Faceoff coming up to Miller's left. The Flames up to 42 shots on goal in this game. The Ducks have 29. Flames have been getting lots of shots on goal of late. 30-plus shots in eight straight games now. They averaged 35.9 shots in the previous seven. Flames win an offensive zone draw. Stone will play the puck into the far corner to Bennett. Bennett centers it. Gaudreau walks in and shoots, and that shot gets blocked. Gaudreau gets it back, though. Shoots again and whips it wide of Miller's net. Now Stone far side to Bennett, who spins and shoots and just misses. Boy, it's a shooting gallery out there. Now Gouley takes a hard hit from Bennett, who's had another good game. The Ducks do eventually clear it out, though. Just under 3 minutes left in the third. We'll see if they pull Miller here. There he goes. Here comes the extra attacker, although the Flames steal it, and Miller's got to backtrack back into the Ducks' net. Willie grabs it. It gets pushed off the puck by Monahan. He drops to Lindholm. He leaves his way in and shoots. Has that shot blocked by Gouley. And now here comes Fowler out to center ice. Miller making his way towards the Ducks bench. This time he will get there, and an extra attacker will come on as Tkachuk will settle it down in the near corner. Skate it across his blue line and drop it back to Hanifin. Hanifin goes right wing side to Anderson, who gives it to Lindholm. He chips it ahead to Tkachuk. He crosses the Ducks line and drops. Backlund trying a shot, but it's off Lindholm's leg and wide. And out shot out to center by Getzlaff. Lindholm will pick it up there. Crosses the Ducks line. Spins and bounces it off the boards to Tkachuk. But he coughs it up. And now it'll end up skipping across the ice. We've got a foot race for it. Getzlaff gets there first. And the Ducks captain sends it out to center. But Silverberg turns the puck over. Ends up back on Getzlaff's stick. And he'll float it into the near corner with now a minute and a half left in the third period. And the Flames leading the Ducks 5-3. Tkachuk trying to clear it out. Can't. Silverberg gives it right to Hanifin, who moves it ahead to Lindholm. And he'll bounce it off a glove and out to center. And the Ducks are called for making a hand pass in the play with now a minute 21 remaining in regulation time.
Now I can tell the Flames desperately trying to keep that point streak alive for Lindholm. And to Elias's credit, he had a chance to force a puck just inside the Ducks line at the empty net, but he didn't do it. He made the smart play, just chipped it in behind the defense. Still lots of time left. Unselfish, very smart.
Ducks win a faceoff at center. Miller making his way to the bench again as Terry will drop the puck to Getzlaff, and he'll move it left wing side to Henrik. Henrik picks his way into the far corner, stops. And now drops it behind his back to Terry. Terry goes left point to Getzlaff, who's bowled over by Mangiapane, and now Gaudreau's got the puck. Gaudreau to Mangiapane, he's in alone, and he scores! And here come the Hats. Andrew Mangiapane scores an empty net goal for his first National Hockey League hat trick. The Flames have scored 5 unanswered in the third, and they lead the Ducks 6-3.
And how does that goal start? It starts with Andrew Mangiapane knocking Ryan Getzlaff off the puck just inside the Flames line. He has done it all here today. He turned the whole game with his goal that made it 3-2. 3 goals, 1 assist, first career hat trick, first career 4-point game. You can eat all the bread you want, young man, when this day is over.
And he absolutely just buried Ryan Getzlaff in open ice. Add that to the list of things he's done today.
That's what I said. That's what started that whole play. And that, more than anything, tells you what he's done in this afternoon's contest. And now he's taken just a nasty shower at the bench from his teammates.
Yeah, a purple Gatorade shower.
Yeah.
And it's coming from every direction.
Yeah.
Right in the kisser.
Some performance when his team needed it the most. This may go down as a season-saving period for the Calgary Flames, who are going to win a home game for the first time in 6 tries.
Ba, ba, ba. Good times never come so good.
Flames goal. His third of the afternoon, scored by number 8, Andrew Mangiapane. Assistant number 13, Johnny Gaudreau. Top of the goal, 1903.
Remember way back when the Ducks manhandled the Flames almost every single night? Well, the Flames are about to move to a perfect 3-0 in the 4-game season series between these two teams, and they're about to do it with back-to-back 6-goal games. One on the road, a 6-0 win in Anaheim last Thursday, and now they've got a 6-3 lead here in Calgary today. Face off to Talbot's right. Jankowski wins the draw. Back to Yellison. He'll lift it up in the air and right into the Flames bench and out of play.
Hopefully that didn't hit Mangiapane like everything else flying around at the bench right now.
Yeah.
Well, when your team needs somebody to turn things around in a desperate situation says a lot about the 23-year-old from Ontario.
Flames win a defensive zone draw. Yellison tries to clear it out but can't. Reeder will pick up the puck at his blue line and lift it up in the air and into Ducks territory. Larson back to get it, clears it out to center. Steele will grab it, work it up the right wing side to Holzer, and he'll float the puck into the far corner. As the fans start to rise to their feet with 10 seconds left. Puck to the left point. Larson with a shot, and they score! Jakob Larson with a shot, and it was tipped by Devin Shore past Cam Talbot. The Ducks stop the bleeding, although it's going to be way too little, way too late. They now trail the Flames 6-4.
That one, you just feel bad for Cam Talbot and his numbers, because despite giving up four, he's had a pretty good day. And Shore, Alexander Yellison tries to take his stick, couldn't quite keep it in check, and a nice redirect.
And he's off at center ice. Jankowski wins it, and the final few seconds will come off the clock. And for the first time in six games, the sea of red rises here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome. And what a day it was for the Flames' Andrew Mangiapane, his first career NHL hat trick, and a career-high 4 points as the Flames complete an incredible comeback. They trailed the Ducks 3-1 in the third period, but they score five in a 6-4 win.
Well, they needed it in the absolute worst way, down 3-1, 3:05 in, and Mangiapane had a huge day, a huge period. He intercepts a turnover a short time after the Flames trailed by two. A goal scorer's goal. Put his head down, intercepted a pass, cut on his edges, got by a defenseman on the backhand side, waited for Ryan Miller to go down, and put it in the top part of the net. Sam Bennett with a good individual effort 19 seconds later. And then with the help again of Mangiapane, it was Tkachuk who gave the Flames the lead to stay at 4-3.
Well, we know who the first star is going to be today.
No question.
And you know what? Is this one of these days where the first star is also going to be the hardest working Flame? He's got to be in consideration for that. It's
not a hard choice for me today.
Well, the Flames, to your point, really needed to find a way to pick up 2 points, and they do it despite trailing by two goals in the third period. A crazy 6-5 or 6-4 come from behind win over the Ducks, and here are today's Sportsnet 3 stars.
Game starting with the third star for the Calgary Flames, number 11, Michael Backlund.
Should be the whole line in my estimation, and I bet that's what we see. I bet 19 comes next. Michael Backlund, third star, feeling less than 100%, but played and well.
19, Matthew Tkachuk!
As I expected. Great choice. Excellent day for Matthew Tkachuk, who put the Flames ahead to stay with his 20th of the year as he hits that plateau for a second time. And the first star wears 2 8s on his back.
No doubt about that.
And he was a perfect 10 today.
And your first star this afternoon from your Calgary Flames, number 88, Andrew Mangiapane.
3 goals, 1 assist, career high, when his team needed someone to spark the engine. He had all the answers today.
Yes, the Sportsnet 3 stars all play on the same line. Michael Backlund, Matthew Tkachuk, and the star of the show here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome today, Andrew Mangiapane, with his first career hat trick and a career-high 4 points in the Flames' 6-4 victory over the Ducks. And here is the first star at ice level with Alana Nolan.
Yeah, we just started throwing pucks at the net. I think we were playing the right way through the full 60, and, you know, in the third, they just went in for us.
Flames played great. How did it feel to get your first ever NHL hat trick?
Felt really good. I couldn't have done it without all the guys on the team. They played real well tonight, and I just happened to bury them tonight.
Congratulations, Andrew.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I have to disagree with that. He didn't just happen to bury them tonight. He had to work hard for those chances that he got.
He did it all, and he scores such a massive goal when the team was down 3-1, and you thought there were a lot of good things, but here they go again at home, down a couple, makes a great play. Even the work he does to win that puck battle against Ryan Getzlaff knocked him down a much, probably gives up 40 pounds in that battle, but he was just so determined. The work and compete led Andrew Mangiapane to the best day he's had in the National Hockey League.
And the Flames to a win they really did need. They had lost five in a row here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary, but they come from behind and they defeat the Ducks 6-4 in a wild one on Family Day. Special teams was an important part of this game. The Flames don't score on the power play. They go 0-for-4. But two important penalty kills. They go 2-for-2 on the penalty kill, powered by GSL Cadillac. You can still get unbelievable savings on remaining 2019 Cadillacs and save up to $24,000. There's no better time to get behind the wheel of a Cadillac only at GSL Cadillac. And congratulations to Andrew Mangiapane, who not only scores a hat trick, the first of his National Hockey League career, but that's also a boot trick. And that means he's going to get a free pair of Alberta boots from the Alberta Boot Company. So congratulations to the Flames, number 88. He'll be eating a lot of bread, and I think some Flames fans will as well after this crazy come-from-behind victory over the Ducks here this afternoon. Well, Pat Steinberg, who probably has a better grasp on the English language than I do, he's standing by in the Better Business Bureau Hot Stove Lounge and will host our post-game show and the overtime call-in show, and I am pretty certain we're going to hear the brass bonanza during that show. No pressure, Pat, but those shows are coming up next. Once again, the final score here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary on Family Day, the Flames defeat the Ducks 6-4.